High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between your 4-4 Strathaven Panthers and the 4-4 Radnor Red Raiders.
Rolling out to his right is Fisher. Looking, has a man out there. It is caught for a touchdown by Dan Reeves. Deep down the middle, has a man out there. Pio's got it inside the 10, inside the 5, and into the end zone for a touchdown.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Berman's Medical Supplies. The medical supplies you need when you need them. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
In seasons past, a battle between 4-4 teams in week 9 of the high school football season may have flown a little bit under the radar, but here we are in the days now of 6 classes in the state of Pennsylvania, a huge 16-team field at the 5A level, so more than 20 teams still in the hunt for the District 1 playoffs, which means the host team, the Radnor Red Raiders, and their 4-4 record, and the visitors, Strathaven Panthers, at 4-4, battling for what really could be significant playoff position tonight and next week, leading into the District 1 playoffs just a couple weeks from now. So we are thrilled to bring it to you live here on HavenFootball.net. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Week 9 of the high school football season. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play tonight, joined by Mike Mayer and Pete Fulginetti, as always. And, again, very interesting that 4-4, still very much in play, not only to just make the playoffs this year, but certainly and possibly a 2-game win streak in the next couple weeks could put a team in position to host a playoff game in the first round in District 1 this season. Loads of big games around District 1 and District 12 tonight. We'll come back to that in just a moment, but I want to bring Mike Mayer into the picture tonight just to talk about what are we expecting tonight from the Red Raiders and Strathaven. We're on the seesaw. They split over the last couple of years. Radnor feels like a long time ago that they were 1-9. You know, going back to 2012, none of the players on the field tonight in high school even at that point. But they have built over the last few years. And head coach Tom Ryan, former, you know, Upper Darby guy, they've gone from 1-9 to 2012 to 3-8 to 4-7 to 7-4, 5-7, and their first ever playoff berth just a year ago. And so Radnor's, you know, built it up, Mike, and very much in the hunt tonight, and certainly next week with Pencrest. They are looking to go, you know, they'd love to finish 6-4 and possibly in the top 8 in District 1.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, the key for both these teams is to do what they can tonight, obviously next week in their final, regular season games, in hopes of getting that elusive number 7, number 8 spot, which will give them a home game, which also has the advantage of taking on a team that is, you know, something that's more evenly matched. The problem is when you barely squeak in at number 14, 15, 16, you're taking on the top 3 seeds. And, you know, so it's like, yeah, it's nice you're in the playoffs, but the reality is you're kind of a warm-up for what's to come. I mean, there are upsets and there are Cinderella teams that make it, but the reality is it'll be pretty tough. The difference between number 1 seed and number 16 seed can be huge. I mean, after all, usually number 1 seed is an undefeated team or maybe with a single loss, and they're playing a team with 5 losses, 6 losses sometimes as many as 7 losses. So it's really not a particularly fair game. So the idea is stay in the playoffs as long as you can, and that's what both Radnor and Haven want to do. What's going to happen tonight? Hard to say. You know, very different teams. I think Radnor's, you know, they have their issues with their running game, which Haven's been playing pretty well against the run. They will pass. They can pass successfully. They can kill you on a pass, and we don't cover well enough. On the other side of the ball, Haven, you know, has been doing well, but they really need to go into a third, fourth quarter with a reasonable lead, because the lack of ability to substitute with the lack of depth on the roster has really cost them. Last week, they were just gassed. I don't know that if, I'll be dramatic, you know, if Upper Darby had just walked off the field, whether we had enough energy left to go down and score. Obviously, that's, I'm just being, making a joke. But the reality is it takes a lot out of the team, particularly when they're playing big, powerful kids, which they certainly were doing last week against Upper Darby. Radnor has some good-sized kids. They've got some good speed. This is not going to be a walk in the park. This is going to be a fight. The Daily Times calls it as very close. Two of the five tell us it's going to be Radnor. The other three claim it's going to be Strathaven, but by the slimmest of margins, 1-2-point games. So this should be really interesting. I'll be a little more comfortable if Haven takes the lead and secures it and kind of puts Radnor away, but I don't think we can expect that to happen. So the last part of this thing is we saw some play in the last couple of weeks, penalties, unsportsmanlike conduct, some not-so-good football moves relative to catching balls too close to the sidelines, things like that on kickoffs, things that shouldn't have happened, and hopefully there's been a discussion. This is not the kind of mistakes that these guys can make in close games and expect to win them. And as they're tuning up for what will most likely be their playoff berth, they really have to start playing really, really solid football. If you're up against a guy who's bigger and stronger, he may be beating you. That's understandable. Don't beat yourself.
Well, with that in mind, again, Radnor comes in at 4-4 as well. They have, if you look at it, they've beaten the teams that they were expected to beat.
Right.
And then the teams that they weren't, they haven't. But that being said, they have played a couple of traditional Central League powerhouses very tough two of the last 3 weeks. Haverford, which, again, demolished Marple Newtown earlier in the year, demolished Ridley. They, a 10-0 game, a 3-0 game at halftime, and Radnor was very much in it last week against the Fords, who have only one loss on the season, and, you know, nearly knocked them off, finished with a 10-0 loss. Played Ridley in a one-score game, 14-6, so as many games as Radnor had early on where they were really blown out, Marple Newtown took care of them back in week three, 42-14. Upper Darby hammered them, 39-14. They had trouble with Conestoga winning just 12-6, whereas Strathaven ran away with that game. But again, they have played over the last couple of weeks some very good defense, haven't scored a whole lot in those losses. And in fact, they average 22 points a game on offense. In their wins, averaging 36 points a game. In the games they've lost, 8.5. And so in that respect, they've, you know, blown away the teams that they were supposed to, and then the teams that were going to be a bigger challenge just haven't gotten the offense going. A big part of that, unfortunately, is due to an injury to a key player. Number 21, we've called his name really 2 years ago, I remember in particular, Jack Horvath, 1,300 yards as a sophomore, but missed most of last season with a leg injury. Unfortunately, injured that same leg early on in this season in week one and is not back tonight. They were hopeful that he'd be back tonight, maybe next week, maybe the week after in round one of the playoffs. But, again, Horvath still out of the lineup. So they've turned largely to Sean Malarkey, the senior quarterback, who's in there and a pretty good runner and passer. He's a run threat out of the backfield and can certainly sling it in that spread offense. Strathaven a little dinged up tonight as well. A couple guys are going to give it a go. We'll see how well they can hold up. Nobody absolutely out of the lineup due to injury amongst the starters or regulars, but a couple guys maybe not 100%, so we'll see how they hold up. Strathaven's made their way to the near sideline. Always find the interest set up every time we come up here. Always have a great time up here at Radnor at Prevost Field, but the press box is on the visiting sideline, so again, it feels a little different. So just below us, the visiting Strathaven Panthers in their white jerseys, black pants with black numerals on the jerseys, silver helmets with the black and white stripe down the middle. And on the far sideline, all black uniforms tonight for Radnor with white numerals and the maroon R on the side of the helmet. But again, Coach Tom Ryan trying to keep Coach Clancy from his 299th career win. Stuck on 298 after last week's loss to Upper Darby. But again, looking for an opportunity to get to 300 over these next few weeks. And 299 would be nice to have that tonight. Sean Daly, Nick O'Connor, John Morris with two hands, and Ryan Morris are the captains. I say two hands as Morris out of that cast. He had a cast on his left hand for the entire season, injured it in the preseason scrimmage, and it'll be nice to have a defensive lineman who can play with two hands tonight.
Yep.
So number 41, happy to be out there at full strength. For the far over on the far sideline, captains making their way onto the field. As we mentioned, Jack Horvath, one of your co-captains, but out of the lineup tonight. He wears number 21. Kyle Addis, who all-central linebacker last year, honorable mention All-Delco, he's wearing number 12. Number 13 here on senior night is Nick Economides. And number 76 is George May, an offensive lineman. Senior night here at Radnor, 19 seniors graduating for Coach Ryan. This is a senior and but really junior-laden lineup. He has seven juniors starting in the starting lineup. We were talking before the game, and it's always great to catch up with Coach Ryan. They feel very good about the roster right now, 60-plus kids, a huge junior class that's contributed a bunch, and we'll see what happens over the next 48 minutes of football. But they feel good about tonight, next week, and certainly leading into the District 1 playoffs. So we're going to take a short timeout, be back for the opening kickoff, and a whole lot more. Week 9 of high school football action right here on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
That's the Strathaven marching unit playing the Star Spangled Banner, and thrilled to bring you this action live or on the archive on HavenFootball.net. We will keep you posted on other huge games around District 12 and District 1 tonight. Starting in District 12, the biggie, St. Joe's Prep and LaSalle tonight. But also, looking at Newman Goretti undefeated at Cardinal O'Hara at 6-1. That's a big one. Archbishop Carroll about 2 minutes up the road hosting Father Judge tonight. We'll keep you posted as we can. But other huge games in the Del Valle tonight, probably for first place, possibly for a share of the league championship. Academy Park at Penwood is a biggie. Downingtown East hosting Coatesville tonight. That's, again, two powerhouses over in the Chestmont. The biggie in the Central League, this top seed in 5A, visiting the top seed in 6A in all of District 1, Springfield at Garnet Valley. We'll keep you posted on that one as often as we can. But lots of other big games with playoff implications. Thanks again to our buddies at WNPV in Lansdale, GarnetValleyFootball.com, MarpleNewtownFootball.com, and everybody else posting all the score updates. Emmett Young sends in at kickoff, and we are underway at 12, fielded at the 12-yard line, and here comes a Radnor return man. This is number 11, Najee Fowler, turning up the left side at the 30, 35, leans forward, and he's going to get out near the 40-yard line. Good return for Fowler, but there is a flag laying back at the 25-yard line, likely in the area of holding as Fowler turned it upfield, so instead of the football near the 40-yard line, they may march this back to the 15 is my guess here. We wait for the signal. Holding indeed is the call, and not an auspicious start for the Red Raiders. At any rate, their offense led by senior quarterback Sean Malarkey had 142 yards and two interceptions a week ago against Haverford. He has a sophomore standing next to him at running back. That's Taylor Margolis. May see Matt Cohen in there as well. Wide receivers include Kyle Addis, Fahad Manzoor. The leading receivers, Jameer Ryder and Vernon Harper. Henry Collins is your center. Brendan Crow and George May, the guards. Pat Lofton and Anthony Latticina is the tackle. Latticina is a big dude, 6'5", 250, just a junior, and getting some interest from Temple University already. We'll get to the Panther defense momentarily. But they start in a shotgun look with a back on either hip of Malarkey. From the 15 on first down, the give is off the right side, and Cohen running hard off the right tackle. He's going to stretch his way across the 20 and pick up 9 out to the 24-yard line. Ebo Pio and friends on the tackle, but Not a good start there for the Panther defense. Turns this to second and one. Panther defense includes Ryan Krause, John Morris, Lee Holbert, and Ethan Belleville as your down four. Ryan Morris is your inside linebacker alongside of John Prochniak, Nick O'Connor, and Sean Daly on the outside. Tommy Foster and Chris Rossini are the corners. Free safety is Ebo Pio, the sophomore. Second down and one. From the 24, give it off the left side. This is Margolis looking for room, turns upfield. First down and more. He takes it across the 30, out to the 32. Good blocking up front there by the wide receiver, Jamir Ryder, leading him through. Picks up a first down, out to the 32. So, gain of 9, followed by a gain of 8, and Radner approaching where they plan to start this drive anyway, despite the penalty. In at tight end now is number 45, Ryan Bernicker. He setups to the left, wing to the right as well, and they give it to Cohen off that right side again, and not much doing this time. Panthers waiting for that one. May have even lost a yard. Well, I think they'll give him back the line of scrimmage, but nothing doing for Cohen. Good work there by Morris and Holbert on the stop. Brings up second down and 10 from their 32. Radner moving right to left here as we start the start this first quarter. Teddy Gerton, split end to the left. Split to the far to the right is Jamir Ryder. Shotgun look, wing to the right, Malarkey. Barks out the signal, and we're going to end up with a pre-snap penalty here. False start or offside? I'm not sure who jumped first here. And they're going to back up Radner. Their second penalty here just a minute and a half into the game. It's going to turn it into second down and 15. Panther defense held up pretty well against Upper Darby until after the halftime break.
Until they didn't.
Until the halftime break, and Josh Gooch just took over in that third quarter, and then the Panthers held in the fourth quarter as well.
Yeah,
but
right.
One tough 12 minutes for the Panther D last week. Here, second down and 15. Receivers are split. Give inside on the cutback here is Cohen back to his left. He stretches back across the 30 to the 31, picks up four before Ryan Morris and Ryan Krause are on the stop.
A quick shout-out to Larry and Mary, who are big Strathanthan fans. I'm not going to use their last name, but they're usually at the games, and Larry's had some health issues, so he hasn't been able to make it. They're listening tonight, so we just want to say hello. We miss you. We're looking forward to getting back in the game and getting back at the game, so take care of yourself.
Third and 11. From the 31, Radner has trips to the right. Single receiver left, Malarkey rolling to his right, looking, spinning away from Belleville. Fires high to the outside, incomplete, a little too tall for Addis out near the midfield stripe. Fourth and 11 upcoming, and the Panther defense holds. Nicely done there by Belleville to force pressure, and Malarkey fires a little too high for Kyle Addis. Standing deep to return the punt, Chris Rossini and Ebo Pio. On to punt it away, number 35, Dylan Van Dusen. Van Dusen also serves as your place kicker. He awaits the punt snap just inside his 20. Pio and Rossini await. Good punt headed towards Ebo Pio, who makes the catch at the 39-yard line, makes one man miss. Midfield spins away at the 45, cuts to his left and into Radner territory at the 44-yard line. Short field upcoming here for the Panthers, thanks to the super sophomore. Jake Fisher will start at quarterback tonight. Pio, O'Connor, Daly, and Zach Hussein will share the time in the backfield. Dan Reeves is your tight end. Tom Foster, the split end. Ethan Belleville will line up at tight end when they go with two of them. Sam Burke is your center. Ryan Morris and Luke Healy, the guards. Lee Holbert and Ryan Krause are your tackles. Pio, wing to the left. O'Connor and Hussein in the backfield. On first and 10 from the Radner 44, two tight ends in front of Fisher. They give it to Hussein, who's going to run smack into the line, maybe a yard on his second forward. Good lean there from Hussein. Didn't have much doing thanks to Aiden Dunn right in the center of that line. Dunn joined up front by Nick Sheary and Joaquin Hilero. Andrew Lord, linebacker, is out tonight with an injury, so he's replaced there by Najee Fowler. Kyle Addis, honorable mention All-Delco, first-team All-Central at linebacker, joined by Kieran Sheridan, Ryan Bernicker, Jack Turagan, Teddy Gerton, and Fahad Manzoor in the secondary. Second down and 9. Motion man is Pio. They run the toss play. He's looking for a block on this near side. He turns upfield. Pio at the across the 40. Good patience from the sophomore. Takes it down to the 38-yard line. Brings up third down and about 3.
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, he just really just kind of stutter-stepped and just kind of waited for the blocking to take effect. He waited for a slight opening, and he just penetrated, turned on the jets, and got some yards out of there. That could have been easily stopped for no gain.
Third and a long three. Tight end to the left is Morris. Belleville to the right. Possibly four down territory if you get something positive here. O'Connor, wing to the right. Fisher under center on third down. Give off the left side. Lots of room for Hussein, and he plows his way to the 31. 7-yard gain for the junior fullback and leading rusher for the Panthers. Move the chains, and the Panthers on the move here. They'll spot it at the 31-yard line. 8:04 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. No score as the Panther defense held up well against Radnor in the first one. Tight end to the left this time is Ethan Belleville. Reeves to the right. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. On first and 10. They give it to Pio for room off the right side. He cuts into a linebacker, shakes a tackle. Still on his feet momentarily, but forward progress will give him the 26-yard line. Give him five on first down. Shout out to Panther head baseball coach Brian Feely, who's home listening tonight. Miss seeing him at the games on most nights, although he's been here in person a couple times. Second down and five upcoming. Burke over the football at the right hash. Moving left to right. Panthers will snap it inside of 7:15 to play and counting here in the first quarter. T formation. Now they shift. Wing to the right is O'Connor. Gives it to P.O. one more time. Follows a block from Morris. Gets it down near the 21-yard line. He's going to be very close to a first down as he stretched that ball out near the sideline. Berniker on the stop for Radnor.
I've got him at first and 10.
Yeah, I think they're going to move the chains here. Yep. Five more for P.O. and another Panther first down. Three carries for 16 yards in the early going. Ebo P.O. scored the only touchdown last week through the air on a 39-yard pass reception
from Fisher.
I would
not be surprised to see that right here.
On first and 10 from the 21. Panthers, same formation. It's off the left side, and it's Hussein lowering the shoulder. He's going to pick up five more down to the 16. Hussein averaging 5.3 yards per carry coming into tonight. And picks up five more right there. Sheridan in on the stop. Quick score update thanks to my daughter who's at the Garnet Valley Springfield game. Springfield 7, Garnet Valley nothing after one drive. Here we're scoreless, but second and six now upcoming for Strathaven. From the 17-yard line, 8 men in the box for Radnor. Two tight end set again. Play fake, and now ball on the ground, and it's fumbled away, and Radnor's on top of it. They fake the handoff inside. Fisher lost control of it. And number 56, Joaquin Hilero, is on top of it. Panther drive stalls. Zach Hussein cheering on the defense now, saying, hey, let's go, let's pick it up. Mistakes, mistakes, mistakes for Haven. Disrupts the opening drive that was oh so promising. Now can the defense hold up here with 6:25 to play and better yet, hold Radnor down inside, down on this half of the field. All right. Officials timeout here. Looks like an equipment issue. Ebo Pio's fixing a shoe here in the defensive backfield. But Radnor breaks the huddle with four wide receivers, two to either side. And Malarkey in the shotgun again. And Pio's going to come out, and they're going to need a substitution of free safety. So Jake Fisher checks in at safety.
Never want to see your quarterback go out, but that's okay.
All right. On the left hip of Malarkey is Margolis. They fake it. No, they give it to Margolis right up the middle, and he's going to be met there by Ryan Morris. O'Connor in on the stop as well. Lee Holbert helping to clean up. Gain of maybe three for Margolis. Two carries for 11 yards for Margolis in the early going. P.O. back in with the equipment issue fixed. Second down and seven upcoming for Radnor. Clock ticks, 5:56, 5:55 and counting to play here in the first quarter. No score. Radnor with three wide receivers to the right, one to the left, and Malarkey in the gun. Back to pass, looking to his right. Steps up in the pocket, has time momentarily, spins away from one man, but that's about it. He's going to get maybe 2 yards out of this as John Morris got hands on him first, and then Belleville and Ryan Morris helped clean up. Brings up third down and five. So Malarkey is a good running threat, especially on designed runs, but nice work in the secondary. Nobody open, and pressure got to him there, and nice work there by the Panther defense. All right, three wide receivers again to the right. Split to the far side is Fahad Manzoor. Addis in the slot. And a split to the left. Rolling to his right, Malarkey on third and five. Has time, fires back high across his body. It's going to be intercepted, and coming the other way is Tommy Foster. 45, looking for a man, looking, and he's tripped up nicely by Kyle Addis, who comes up a little lame there. We'll keep an eye on 12, but third interception of the year for Tommy Foster gives the Panthers good field position again. They'll start it at the 42-yard line. Well, Addis is going to stay on the field. We'll keep an eye on that. The all-central linebacker making the tackle on Tommy Foster. But the Panthers and Raiders now trading turnovers in this first quarter. Panthers with a short field in front of them. They go two tight ends again. Belleville to the right, Reeves to the left. Hussein is your fullback. On first down, they play fake and they run the Mustang sweep, looking for room. Is off the left side, there is O'Connor across the 40-45. Pick up seven on his first carry of the night. That was honestly the play they were trying to run when they fumbled. And Hussein and Fisher got tangled up, ball jarred loose as he reached back and couldn't get it going. So here, second down and three from the 35-yard line. Panthers trying to get some points on the board against a Radnor defense that's been awfully tough the last few weeks. All right. Wing to the left, John Francis. 9 men in the box. Play fake. Back to pass is Fisher for the first time. Looking. Has a man wide open downfield. Fires short, and it is knocked away by Manzor. Incomplete. Intended for Belleville.
Boy, 80 was wide open.
Dan Reeves was open by 15 yards.
Yeah.
Behind
everybody.
As soon
as he left the field.
And could not find him. Fisher on the rollout, maybe just didn't see him. Big 99 giving chase there. Ifyan Gavin at 6'2", 290. But third down and about three upcoming. Probably four down territory here. Wouldn't shock me to go back to Hussein here and see if they can get something going. All right, two tight end set again. T formation. They turn, they give it to Hussein off that left side. He's going to plow his way down to the 30-yard line, pick up five more, and a first down.
That's what they wanted.
Panthers, move the chains and keep that clock moving. Quick score updates from elsewhere. Unionville 7, Sun Valley nothing. Penridge is up 7-0 as well. Penridge, of course, hosting Central Buck South tonight. That's a big one. Both teams at 6-2. That's lots of playoff implications at the 6A level. 9 men in the box again for Radnor. Again, two tight ends for Strathaven. T formation. And now they shift wing to the right is O'Connor. Gives to John Francis, who's met with, well, immediately. Addis all over him. Right off the jump there, and they move him back to the 32-yard line. Francis loses a couple on his first carry. And it brings up second down and 12. So, see if the Panthers stick with the ground game here or try to open something up in the passing attack.
Oh boy, he was so wide open.
Yeah, they might go back to that.
I would.
All right, here we go. But again, maybe defense could be a little more aware of the passing game at this point here. Second and 12. Fullback is Hussein in the wing T. Hard count from Fisher, and he's going to get a free five out of it. Yep. Nice work there by Fisher, and it's going to turn into second down and 7. They'll move it inside the 30 down to the 27-yard line. O'Connor is going to check. No, not check out. He just brings the play back into Fisher. So nice work there, and again, some tough penalties here for Radnor in the early going there. Holding and now jumping off sides. Garnet Valley's on the move at Springfield. They're inside the Springfield 20. We'll keep you posted on score updates there. Marple Newtown's up 7-0 on Harriton. Marlon Weathers has punched it in from the 14. Here, second down and 7. From the Radnor 27, Strathaven trying to get on the board. We're scoreless late in the first quarter. On second and 7, gives to John Francis, looking for running room, and has it into the secondary. Francis down to the 20-yard line, I believe. We'll see where they spot it. He's awfully close to a first down. Good lead blocking from Ryan Morris. Morris comes up a little hobbled, trying to walk it off. They don't want to lose him. Their leading tackler had 19 tackles a week ago. He's been in double-digit tackles all but two games this year when he had nine.
Right, right.
And one game it was Harrington when he was barely on the field.
You know, we got to make some calls sometimes on whether who gets credit for tackles. So.
Yeah, he's an easy one to see, though. He's always around the ball. Here, third down and one. Give is to Hussein off the left side. He has room off left tackle, and he's going to have another first down down to the 16-yard line. Five more for Hussein, and Lee Holbert and friends on that left side are doing the job right now. Absolutely collapsing the left side of that line. Off left tackle, Holbert, Morris, Belleville, or Reeves, whoever's over there on that left side, and they flip-flop those tight ends, but, boy, they're doing some work right now. 150 and 149 and counting to play here in the first. Strathaven on the move again, down to the 16-yard line of Radnor. This is about where they stalled on their opening drive with a turnover. Trying to avoid the same here. Francis in the backfield. He has the handoff looking for room, and he's into the secondary again. Lowers the shoulder and picks up down to the 13-yard line or so. All right, he's going to pick up, we'll call it four. Brings up second down and six. So, again, very patient Panthers trying to keep things going and take care of the football.
Yep, just, you know, play good, solid football. It's working for you. You're making decent gains. And eating up clock, I think, is to your advantage at this stage of the game. So just take your time.
Fisher sets up O'Connor, wing to the right. And now you got a flag. You're going to end up with a delay here, I think. Is this delay a game?
From the side judge?
I don't know. They're going to say illegal motion. Panthers still had a chance to come set. So, yeah, they're going to say illegal shift, false start here. All right, unless somebody on the line flinched that I didn't see.
Yep.
The backs were still allowed to move. They hadn't come set. All right. Well, back to the, let's call it 18.
Mm-hmm.
Second down and about 12. Clock ticks, 50 seconds, 49 seconds to play here in a scoreless first quarter. Split end to the right for the first time is Tom Foster. T formation, Panthers shift. And the give is to Hussein. Did well to just get the ball and does well at the end to get the secondary. And Hussein breaks two tackles and takes it in from the 18. Almost a busted play. They blitz the A-gap. Fisher and Hussein on the exchange. A fantastic job. And Hussein's 18-yard touchdown run, his 11th of the year, has given the Panthers a 6-0 lead.
Wow, that was a nice run.
Near disaster, and Hussein broke three tackles on his way to the end zone. Emmett Young, fresh off a soccer game at Archbishop Carroll, about 5 minutes from here, into the game to try the extra point. 30 seconds to play here. In the first quarter, ball's fumbled, picked up here by by Fisher, and they botched the extra point. So 6-0, kick was never away as the snap was mishandled. So Panthers, though, 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a short timeout, see what Radnor can do on the way back. Glad you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Lawler. Thanks for sending it back to Provost Field. 6-0 Strathaven. Tom Foster's interception sets it up, and Zach Hussein, an 18-yard scoring run with 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Emmett Young, line drive, kickoff is going to come down to Najee Fowler. Up the left hash he goes. Spins away from one man and smack into the arms of James Harper. Ryan Morris in there to help as well. Good work by Harper to hold his ground and stop Fowler at the 32-yard line. All right. Well, we'll try to keep you posted on other scores. An Academy Park player's already been ejected for unsportsmanlike conduct. That's a big loss there for Academy Park in a big game against Penwood over in the Del Valle. So we'll keep you posted on what's going on there. But here, first and 10 for Radnor. From their 31, two receivers to the left, wing to the right. Give inside is to Cohen. He's going to be dropped immediately. Lee Holbert got off his block and stops him after a gain of just two. So, not Cohen. Was that Cohen? Is that six?
I thought it was
six. I thought so. Yeah, I got it right. Okay. So, wait a minute. Second guessing myself here. All right. Clock ticks. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and they'll take it to the sideline and take it to the second quarter. So, fast-moving first quarter. Didn't have a lot of breaks, but make sure you take care of our sponsors. We're so glad they take care of us every week on havenfootball.net. We'll be back in 30 seconds for second quarter action. Strathaven 6, Radnor nothing at Prevost Field. Glad you're joining us on havenfootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Second quarter action ready to start. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on havenfootball.net. Pete Fulgenetti, we'll hear from him at halftime, and he's helping with the stats and spotting as well. So, interesting first quarter. Strathaven with two drives. The first one stalls on a fumbled handoff deep in Radnor territory. Second one, they cash in. 6-0 is your score. Zach Hussein taking advantage of the first Radnor turnover of the night. Tom Foster's interception set it up. And now Radnor trying to even the score or do even a better after the extra point was muffed. Motion man, and they fake it and keeping himself as malarkey. Off the left side, he dances away from one man, and he ducks his way to the 38-yard line. Nick O'Connor and Ryan Morris in on the stop, but they'll stop him. They're going to spot it short of the 40. They'll put it about the 38-yard line. Third down and about four. So, Malarkey picks
down
up five.
Yep.
All right. Another third down. Panthers looking at a little bit of a tighter formation now. Chase Ressler, the tight end, wing to the right, and they run it to that side. Now cutting back, but going to be stopped short. Nice work there by Prochniak, the sophomore, darting through and trips up Cohen after just a yard gain. Fourth and three upcoming, and the punt team coming on. Big play by Prochniak. He had 11 tackles a week ago, and since joining that starting lineup inside, he's starting to climb the ladder there in terms of defensive contributions. Just a sophomore, Prochniak's done well. Van Dusen to punt. Rossini and Pio await. Low spiraling kick's going to head towards Rossini, who's going to wisely step away from it, and it's going to take a terrific roll for Radnor. Down inside the 20, down to the 18-yard line. So 44 on the punt, no return, but still good decision by Rossini to not chase after a ball that's squirming all over that turf. All right. Quick score update from up in Chester County. Downingtown East 7, but Coatesville has tied it. Dupree Bryan answers right back, 55-yard touchdown catch and run. 7-7 up there. End of the first quarter, Springfield up on Garnet Valley, 7-0.
Still 7-0,
yep.
Interesting.
Garnet Valley drove down inside the 20, couldn't punch it in. LaSalle and St. Joe's Prep, no update there just yet. We'll keep you posted as we get it. Here, first and 10 from the 18. They run a toss play, looking for room. Is Francis off this left side, turns the corner momentarily, and then he's slung down by number four, Kieran Sheridan, tracks him down at about the 19. So a lot of running for just 1 yard of progress, but second down and nine upcoming.
Well, to Francis's defense, that was not a good toss. Kind of hung him up for a second, and then Francis wasn't too sure what to do, and he thought about going upfield and decided not to. Everything slowed down. So
nice work there by the defense just to string it out, too. P.O. back in the game at halfback. Francis, wing to the right. And they give it to Hussein off the left side. He ducks inside momentarily. Met there by Big 99 Gavin, but takes it to the 24 for five more yards. Brings up third down at about four. Seven carries, 46 yards already for Hussein. who came into tonight with 10 touchdowns to his credit, 626 yards, 5.3 average, and has certainly added to it. Tom Foster, split end to the left. I'm sorry, to the right, rather. Wing to the right as well on third down and four. Back to pass, three-step drop, firing to the outside, high and incomplete. Looking for Foster, had first down yardage, had him open. Ball delivered a little high and incomplete. Panthers go three and out very, very quickly, and field has been tilted. So now Ryan Krause will try to maybe tilt it back after a good punt from Van Dusen.
I was surprised on the play call. You know, 3 yards for a first down, and you go to throw it. I don't know.
Krause, for the first time tonight, will punt. He awaits inside his 15. Kyle Addis awaits. Steps into it. Good kick headed towards Addis. Signals fair catch and makes it at his own 46-yard line. So best starting field position of the night now for Radnor here early in the second quarter. 9:24 to play before halftime. 6-0 Strathaven if you're just joining us. Zach Hussein with an 18-yard touchdown run is the only thing on the score sheet. Penridge up 7-0. End of the first quarter, Upper Dublin and Hatboro Horsham 0-0. I need my alma mater to come up big and maybe upset Upper Dublin and give the Panthers a little more leverage for their seeding purposes here in 5A. All right, split to the right now is Vernon Harper. Slot to the right alongside of him is Jameer Ryder. Back to pass is Malarkey. Fires underneath. First completion of the night goes to Addis at the midfield stripe. He ducks to the 48-yard line for a gain of 6. So Malarkey, just a quick hitch there to Addis, who we were a little concerned about earlier with his, he made the tackle on Foster's interception and came up a little slow, a little hobbled, but seems to be fine now. Two receivers to either side again. Malarkey with Margulis on his right hip. He's in the gun on second down and short. They give it inside. Now he's going to keep it himself. Great fake, and Malarkey's got first down yardage across the Strathaven 40 to the 38-yard line. Boy, he had that in his belly for, it seemed like, 5 steps and then took it out. Good read. Everybody bit inside, and Malarkey picks up 8. And I'll call it 10, really. All right. On the move are the Raiders. Two receivers to either side again. Shotgun look for Malarkey. Panthers with a four-man front. Back, short little hitch pattern complete again. Ooh. A big hit. Doing well to hang on is Nigel McCurdy. McCurdy is going to pick up 3 yards for his trouble. Big time hit. 2 yards, really.
Yeah, I was going to say not even.
That was Belleville coming back across the formation to pop him. Second down. But, you know, you're not a lot of yardage, but you might be building confidence in your quarterback here just to get a couple short completions. Give inside this time, and Margulis is going to fall onto his wallet here at the 33 for a gain of 3. Ryan Krause is going to check back in now on third down and about 5. Burke checks out.
Big third down. I think we're in fourth down territory, no doubt.
Could be, yep. Inside the 35 now. Radnor, couple of cracks at it. Third and call it 4 from the Panthers' 33-yard line. Again, two receivers to either side. Malarkey back, looking. Pressure coming from Belleville. Dives, fires to the outside and completes it. Nice job by Malarkey. Almost had the sack, did Belleville. But on the far sideline, Fahad Manzoor down to the Strathaven 26. Gain of 7 and a first down. That's first catch of the night for Manzoor. He threw that ball falling forward. He was almost parallel to the ground. I guess his knees hadn't touched yet as Belleville was coming in hard from the backside. Two receivers to either side. First and 10 from the 25. Radnor ready to go again. Back, looking. They want it all down the near sideline. And it's a jump ball tipped away by Tom Foster. Harper has some height on Foster. That's 6'3 against about 5'6". But good position from Foster to swat it away. Second down
upcoming. Which is good, because if he hadn't, that would have been a touchdown.
Second down and 10. That was the first deep shot taken for Malarkey, who is now 3 out of 5 for 15 yards. I'm sorry, 3 out of 6, if including the interception. He has 3 receivers to the right. Give inside off the left side this time. Goes Margulis to about the 20. He's going to pick up 5 there and turn this into a very manageable third down and 5. Good push there from the Radnor line. I mean, the Panthers look like they're in good position. You look up, and it's just 5 yards downfield.
Yep.
So getting some leverage are the big guys up front in black. Third and five from the 20. Panther defense trying to come up big and hold on to a 6-0 lead here. 6:50 and counting to play in the first quarter, first half. Mularkey rolling to his right, looking downfield. Fires, flag on the play, swatted away again by Foster. Great job by Foster. And you're going to get a holding call against Radnor. So now decision time for Coach Clancy. Do you give them third and maybe 18 or 20 when they march this thing off? It's going to be third and 20, or do you give them fourth and five?
He's going to take the penalty.
Yeah, they're going to back him up. Flag at the 25-yard line, spot foul in high school football, which is just a killer, and pass protection especially. Nice play by Foster to swat it away. And 6:47 to play here in before halftime. Ball all the way back out to the Strathaven 35. Still, you're in four-down territory. I mean,
yeah,
really, the
no
Panthers
doubt.
Still have to look at this and say, unless we get a sack here, you're looking at, you know, needing to make two stops.
Yep.
6:47 to play before half. Strathaven up 6-0. Radnor, another costly penalty, disrupting this drive momentarily. Give inside is to Margulis. He's going to spin his way forward for about eight, down to the 27-yard line. Was met at the 30, but spun his way forward, and now it's going to turn into fourth down and about 12. So again, four down territory there. I kind of like the call, honestly. Fourth and 12, not absolutely unattainable here. From the 28, three receivers bunched to the left, one to the right. Panthers trying to get off the field on fourth and 12. Timeout on the play.
Panthers.
By Strathaven. All right. Panther defense wants to talk it over. We'll take a short timeout with them. 6:10 to play before halftime. Be back with scores from elsewhere and lots of excitement here at Prevost Field. Glad you're joining us on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Fourth and 12 upcoming for Radnor. From the Strathaven 28, Panthers trying to get off the field. Back is Mularkey. Blitz coming. They pick it up nicely, still with time. Rolling back to his left. Eyes still downfield. Mularkey under pressure from Holbert. Looking. Fires. He's got a man. It's Addis with a tiptoe job near the first down marker, and I think he's got it.
My goodness.
Down to the 15-yard line. They'll give him 13 yards and a first down. Mularkey keeping that play alive with his legs.
Boy, that was simply a matter of defense not being able to get to him, and he was terrific. Mularkey, that he found anybody and got the ball, and good news for his receivers who kept moving.
Deflating play here for the Panthers. See if they can respond. First and 10 from the 14. Give off the left side is to Margulis, who's running hard, and he's going to pick up a couple. We'll spot it on that far sideline. We'll see when they unpile. Near the 10, maybe 3 or 4. Rossini on the stop. We'll put it down at about the 11. So call it 3 for Margulis, who's 6 carries now for 30 yards. All right, ready to snap again. No huddle here for Radnor. Three receivers to the right. Hard count for Mularkey. Read option inside. It's Cohen off left guard, and he'll pick up maybe a couple. Maybe down to the 9. And he'll bring up third down and 4. Cohen, 6 carries for 18 yards. Ryan Morris on yet another stop. Ridley held Radnor to 10 yards rushing. And the Panthers giving up a little more ground here in the early going. Still 6-0 Strathaven. 4:58 and counting to play here in the first half. Panthers trying to hold Radnor to perhaps a field goal attempt.
And Radnor can't get a first down around the 5.
Harper, split end to the right, singled up with Rossini. Give inside is Margulis, who's going to be stopped just shy of the first down, I believe. Prochniak and others bunched up quickly, and it's going to bring up fourth and one. So you got a short field goal attempt to try to cut the lead in half, or if you're Coach Tom Ryan, you try to get this thing tied.
Well, first order of business is get the first down.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You can kick a very short field goal here, and Coach Ryan's going to talk it over. Timeout Radnor with 4:19 to play here before half. We'll take we'll keep it right here, see if we can get you a couple other updates. Upper Moreland, possibly the top seed, depending on how things go in 5A, but they lead Wissahickon as expected, 13-0. If Springfield were to lose in the next week or two here, Upper Moreland should win out. They should finish 9-0. Marple Newtown's up 21-0 on Harrington. Not a surprise there either. But we'll keep you posted as things go there. Marple Newtown's kind of had an up and down year, but they've run into some, you know, tough games, just like everybody at this point. There really are some games that you should win and play well, and there's plenty of other games that are very tough. All right. Radnor breaks the huddle with the offense still on the field. Fourth and almost two. From the six, Panthers have to be careful not to jump. Mularkey in the gun. They're going to give it to Margulis off the left side. He shakes a tackle. He's tripped up, but I think he's got a first down. We'll see. Stretched forward, and I don't know. I think he's got it. We'll see where they spot it.
Yeah, he's at the nine.
First down inside the five at the four-yard line. Yeah. First and goal to go. Margulis got it by maybe a yard. Maybe. They had hands on him, but good, hard running. Just a sophomore for wearing number 26. 5'9", 155-pounder, but he's run through some arm tackles.
Yep.
All right, ball just outside the three-yard line. Clock ticks, 4:02. 4:01 counting to play here in the first half. Radnor threatening. Single receiver split to the left. Shotgun look for Mularkey. They give it to Margulis. Cuts to his right. He's going to be in for the touchdown, I believe. Yes, indeed he is. And now Radnor with a chance to take the lead with an extra point. So those extra points turn out to be oh so important at times, don't they?
They can be critical. Talk to the Chiefs.
Oh, my goodness. Last night, wild game there with Kansas City and the Raiders. But Margulis' ninth carry of the evening. 28 total yards, not eye-popping numbers, but two big carries there. Extra point up, plenty of leg, and good for Van Dusen. Radnor 7, Strathaven 6 with 3:51 to play before halftime. Strathaven with a chance to answer when we come back. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive. You're listening to Strathaven Football on havenfootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Short field for Radnor, and they take advantage. Two fourth down conversions against the Panther defense, and Margulis punches it in from the three. High end-over-end kickoff is going to come down at about the 18-yard line to Tom Foster. Foster for room at the up the right hash, and with speed now, cutting to his left, stiff arm at midfield, and he's tracked from behind. But the Panthers will have great field position thanks to Mr. Foster at the 49-yard line. Touchdown Tommy was one man to beat. And, again, Panthers now with a short field themselves, trying to take back that lead. Impressive drive from Radnor. Very impressive drive. Two big fourth down conversions. Mularkey to Addis for 13 on fourth and 12 was huge. Two tight ends now for Fisher and the Panthers. Give it to the fullback, and right up the gut goes Hussein. They can't stop him. He's across the 40 down to the 38. Give him 12. And my thought right now is feed the beast.
Yep, absolutely. And you got 3.5 minutes. You can do it, so.
The left side of that line, Morris and Holbert doing some serious work along with Reeves. T formation on first and 10 one more time. It's and straight up the middle, cutting to his right this time is Hussein, and he's inside the 30 down to the 29 again. Give him nine more. Well, Najee Fowler on the stop, or else Hussein's going the distance. Nine carries, 67 yards, and the Panther wing T cooking with gas right now. 309, 308 and counting to play here in the second quarter. Panthers will get the ball to start the second half as well. Burke over the football at the 30-yard line. Second down and one. Wing to the left is Ibo Pio. He shifts into the backfield, and they move O'Connor wing right. Gives Hussein one more time, and he's straight ahead. First down and more. He's going to carry tacklers. Forward progress might get him the 26, we'll call it. Give him four more, and another Panther first down. So Hussein with 71 yards on the ground himself tonight already. That's more than the Radnor total offense. But still, 7-6, Radnor on top. Panthers still have to be kicking themselves for that turnover inside the 20 early in the game. Here, though, knocking on the door, first and 10 at the 26-yard line. Two tight end set again. Gives to Pio, looking for room off the right side. He cuts outside, inside, and he is belted just as he approached the 20-yard line. And now you've got an injured Panther here. Let's see who this is. Getting up slowly here is, who was that? Luke Healy. Healy's going to be okay, though. Good sign there. P.O. picks up five more, and Healy's going to come catch his breath here. Chris Tagliaterra checks in at right guard. Healy seems to be okay, though. Good sign there as he jogs off. Second down and almost five. It's Hussein off the left side, and he's still going to squirm his way inside the 20 to the 19. Bring up third down and about two. Nice work there by Kieran Sheridan, the linebacker, on the stop for Radnor. We'll keep you posted on scores as we get them from elsewhere, but here, approaching halftime, Panthers, third down and almost three. 125, 124 and counting to play before half. Panthers still with two timeouts. They'll snap it from the Radnor 18. Two tight end set again. Play fake. Give is to Pio for room off the right side. He cuts inside as a first down and more. Into the secondary he goes, and good pursuit laterally, though, from the Radnor defense. They'll stop the clock momentarily. Panthers put Healy back in, Tagliaterra back out.
Who's down? 12?
And is that Addis over on the far sideline? Yeah, that's the Raiders' best defensive player, and there's going to be a timeout to deal with an injury there. But, yeah, that is Addis again. This is the second time he's been hobbled here. 108 to play before halftime. Coach Clancy and the offense trying to get some points on the board here. Addis up under his own power. That's a good sign. We'll keep an eye on him. Colgate coming after him pretty hard from what I understand. So some college interest there.
And he's got such nice teeth.
Yeah?
That was a little pun.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, okay. I was going to say, I didn't get to see him before the game, but take your word for it.
No,
excellent student
just,
as well.
Just yeah. The Colgate thing.
I gotcha.
Sorry, it's all I can think of.
I am a little slow tonight picking up on that. All right, sir. We're inside of a minute to play here. Ball at the 15-yard line. Panthers threatening. Trailing by a point. Trying to punch one in before half. First and 10 from the 15. Back to passes. Fisher has time. Looks. Fires the end zone. Has Reeves out there who slides and can't make a catch. Ball slightly underthrown. And the Panthers miss a golden opportunity there on first down.
Boy, well, that's just a killer. That was just, you know, he kind of lofted it, and he should have, well, should have, would have, could have. It was just not thrown strong enough.
All right. Second down and 10 from the 15. Panthers still with two timeouts. Wouldn't surprise me to go back to the ground here. Still nine men in the box here, eight men in the box now for Radnor. Two tight end set again. Fisher, quick hitter on the trap play, looking for room off the right side. First down and more, and diving out of bounds. Good play by Hussein. He has a first down inside the five-yard line, stops the clock, and the Panthers will have four cracks at it with 40 seconds to play before the break.
I got to tell you, I never saw that play. I mean, that whatever the fake was got me falling, so I had no idea where the ball was.
Nice little trap play, but a better vision from Hussein that time to bounce it to the right side of the line. He's up to 83 yards rushing and counting. From the four, first and goal. Hussein off the right side. Radnor stacks him up this time. Not much doing. We'll call it no gain. Clock stops as Coach Clancy calls their second timeout, 32.5 seconds to go before half. Upper Dublin's up 7-0 on Hatboro Horsham. We'll see if the Hatters can do the Panthers a favor here. Springfield defense has just stopped Garnet Valley on 4th and inches at the 41-yard line. So Springfield hanging tough there, leading Garnet Valley 7-0 there. Let's see what else we can come up with. Malvern Prep 10, Episcopal Academy 7. Marple Newtown up 21-0 now on Harriton. Innerborough has taken the lead as well. So Innerborough is up 8-0. Don't have a time left there. But Innerborough over Glen Mills, 8-0 after a two-point conversion. Here, Radnor up 7-6 on Strathaven. We're at the 5-yard line, are the Panthers. Second and goal to go from the 5 after Hussein was stopped for no gain on his 13th carry of the evening. Certainly in field goal range for Emmett Young, but the Panthers would like more than 3 here. They flex 2 tight ends to the left side. Now timeout Radnor, and Coach Ryan's pointing right just at that very idea. They put Belleville on the left, and then they flex the second tight end, Reeves, to the left, and they said, that's enough of that. We're going to talk it over. So Radnor's now used their second timeout. We're going to take a short timeout as well. We'll be back in 30 seconds. See what Strathaven can do. Second and goal to go late in the second quarter. Panthers trying to regain the lead here at Prevost Field. Back in a moment on havenfootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Second and goal from the 5. Strathaven trailing by a point, coming out of a Radnor timeout. They have a wing tee behind Fisher. On second and goal, they give it to the fullback. This is Hussein, not much doing, maybe a yard. Clock ticks, ticks, ticks. It's going to be third down and goal, 23 seconds, 22 seconds. Panthers get to the line quickly. One timeout remaining. Third and goal from the 3. Fisher under center. Gives to P.O. off the right side. Needs a block. He's going to dance away from one man momentarily, but he's going to be stopped at the 1. And now Coach Clancy calls timeout. 7.9 seconds to play. P.O. leaped for the goal line. Was undercut by the ankles there, and they're going to spot him at maybe the 1.
Maybe the 2.
Yep. At the 2. Great job by the Radnor defense, which has had their hands full with Zach Hussein tonight. Until now, they've stopped him for no gain and then a gain of 2. P.O. picked up 2 more. 6 carries for 28 yards for the sophomore, and now decision time. 7.9 seconds to play here before halftime. You'd be looking at a 19-yard field goal to take the lead. Or,
although after that bumbled snap on the extra point, I'd be scared to death to try a field goal.
Or do you say, hey, biggest, baddest dudes, let's find them and follow them. Tonight, that's been the left side of that line. That to me would be Hussein behind Holbert and Morris.
You really?
Maybe put 2 tight ends over there.
Mustang sweep in a move like this? Nobody would expect
that. I think it's a short field. To me, Radnor's defense has moved very well laterally. I like their speed sideline to sideline.
Well, they've been doing well up the middle, too.
I think you go straight ahead here off the left side and see what happens. 4th and goal from the 2. Panthers will go for it. Fisher under center. They run the toss. Looking for room is Hussein. Oh. He's going to be stopped shy, I believe. We'll see. No signal yet. Hussein thinks he's in. Radnor says no. And the officials say no.
Mm-mm.
A stop at the goal line on fullback toss on the final play of the half. And Radnor, with no time on the clock, they've come up just shy. That was it. So, again, they seem to have good position. They seem to be stretched out well. But in the meantime, the Panthers will get the football back to start the second half. They trail 7-6. They've made mistakes But, hey, give credit to the Red Raiders. One scoring drive on a short field. They took full advantage, and the Panthers now have an uphill climb for the final 24 minutes. So stick with us. We're going to be back, and we'll be back shortly with halftime chatter from Pete Fulgenetti, scores from elsewhere, and a whole lot more. You're listening live to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulgenetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by
Sandy McCulley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident.
And welcome to Radnor High School, Prevost Field, where the score is Radnor 7 and Strathaven 6, based on a bad snap on an extra point. We never had a chance to kick it, actually. It's been an interesting game. I mean, you know, I'm looking at the stats, Pete, and Haven's played a better game. They're down by one, but, boy, the last couple of plays of the first half, they were down inside the 5, down inside the 3, and ran a sweep left.
Yeah, they ran a sweep left, and they came up about a foot short where they'd be leading right now. Plus, in the first quarter, they were driving, and they got to the 20 and turned the ball over. So they're moving the ball better than Radnor. They have more yards, but on the scoreboard, they're a point behind.
Well, not by a whole lot, though. I'm looking at the situation here. We've got total net yards, based on my calculations, 122 for Haven to 104. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not a huge difference. They both march up and down the field. I'll tell you, Radnor's defense has kind of been playing true to form. That's something we've heard about during the year is they, you know, and certainly Haverford ran into it. You know, Radnor's able to stop people. They do a heck of a job, and they held Haverford last week to only 10 points. You know, I can see it now. And, you know, so Haven's got problems on both sides of the ball. They're not able to punch it in, and they haven't been able to stop Radnor. Of course, they gave the ball up in a short field.
You know what I think they could do in the second half, Mike? I know they're going to continue to run the ball, But there is definitely some openings there downfield. A couple of plays down here, number 80 was wide open. Right. Couldn't get the ball to him. In the other end zone, he was in the end zone. The ball was a little short. There's plays to be made in the air, and I think they'll definitely, you know, most of the time run the ball in the second half, but they should certainly put the ball in the air because I think they can move the ball in the air if they try.
There's no doubt. And, look, Haven needs this game. I mean, this is – we don't know what's going to happen against Marple Newtown. On paper, Marple Newtown does not stack up well with – I mean, they stack up better than Haven does. So Haven's going to go into that game with some very tough battles to make next week. And this is kind of a – required win if they want any kind of a decent seed
for
the playoffs.
And when we were driving up today to the field here, we were talking in the car about how even these two teams are. They're both 4-4. They're 7-6 is the halftime score, and their stats are almost alike.
Right.
So you really got two well-balanced teams. And in the Central League, these are the middle-of-the-level teams, I think we call them.
Right.
You know, you got your Garden Valley and Springfield up top, and then you got Hyatt and Lomarion on the bottom. But in the middle here, you have two teams that – can play with teams if everything goes right and can dominate the lower levels. And this is what we're seeing, an evenly matched game.
Yeah, we are. I'm just looking at time of possession right now. It's 12-24 for Haven and 11-36 for Radnor. So it is very close. But again, on virtually every number, Haven is ahead of Radnor in the stats, but they're trailing by a point. Of course, theoretically, if they'd made that field, that extra point, it would have been a tied-up game.
Let me ask you a question. Fourth down there with 7 seconds to go, and you have a very good field goal kicker, and that would be like an extra point.
Well,
after
the muff snap, I would be a little.
You can't assume that.
Well, this is high school. This is not pros. You know, because what you wonder about.
You'd be up 9-7 if you'd have done it.
Well, I understand that, but you're up against the holder. Freaked out from the bad snap the first time. Is he going to do it again? A lot more pressure on him this time. I don't know. I think with a team like Haven, you run the ball. I don't think you're for the
too,
field goal.
With Zach Hussein and the power runners they have.
But why Zach Hussein on – I mean, I would have given it to Peel on an end sweep, but why would you give it to Zach? Zach's not known for his speed.
No.
He's known for his power.
He's off tackle runner. He's a power runner and driver. And if you up the middle and he drags a guy 2 yards, you're in the end zone.
Well, that's why I think both Brian and I thought – it's got to be up the middle. I mean, you're going to challenge him, and Radnor is playing extremely strong up the middle, so I understand the hesitancy. And I understand, I mean, I think a perfect play would have been fake it to Hussein up the middle, and at the peel and run outside. Everybody would pinch in to get Hussein.
How about fake it everybody and let Jack Fisher roll to the left? He's got the speed to make it to the corner.
Jake Fisher can certainly.
And I don't think, the way they were bunched in there, I don't think they would have got to him.
You could have also put a couple of guys out there for a pass, and if Jake doesn't figure he can get into the end zone, he can just throw it. But, I mean, I think a rollout with 5 yards within 5 yards of the goal line is always a good play if you got a quarterback that's got some mobility.
Yeah.
Because if he sees he's not going to get in the end zone, theoretically somebody should be opening and throw him the ball. But, you know, we're up here in a booth. What do I know?
But so, that's football. I mean, you know.
Yeah, right.
What are you
going to
do? That's the way games go.
Speaking of football.
Yeah. Football, go ahead.
We haven't seen an Eagles team play now for quite a while, and we're not going to see one this weekend, but they will be playing Monday night.
Yeah, last time they played, I had my air conditioner on.
You may have it on again.
I may.
So what's your thoughts for the next few weeks?
Well, like I said last Friday night, I was going to spend the weekend locked in my office going over statistics, which I did thoroughly for hours and upon hours. And I came up with the 5-1 Eagles will be 6-1, will become 7-1, and in 3 weeks will be 8-1. Now let me explain. Monday night they play a very, very good Washington Redskins team, but the Eagles are coming off 11-day rest. They'll be very healthy. There's 6 starters for the Redskins that are going to be out, mostly on defense, with injuries. So I think that the Eagles will definitely be able to score, I think, over 30 points against the Redskins. And I don't think the Redskins can score 30 against the Eagles. So that's one win, which would be win number 6. The following Sunday, 6 days later, they play the winless 49ers at home. The 49ers have been losing in overtime. They lost 2 straight overtime games. So they're not getting blown out. But you're not going to come into the Philadelphia now and beat the Eagles. So they'll be 7-1. And the game that I really was hesitant on, I was going to call a Bronco win, I believe now will be an Eagles win, and I'll tell you why. Last Sunday night, the Giants were out there, and they totally dominated the Broncos, and the Giants had 7 starters out. So the Broncos now have to come back to the East Coast and play the Eagles, maybe at a 4 o'clock start, I believe. I just don't think that they can beat the Eagles in that kind of a set situation. So not only that, they have Eagles have three straight home games. Then they have a bye week. The next time they get on a jet will be right before Thanksgiving. So the schedule just is lining up so well for them to really have a great season here. And right now at 5-1, they are the number one team in the National Football League. There's 10 games left. They could certainly drop way back. I'm not saying this is over, but right now they're looking good.
Okay, well, there it goes. And I guess we'll see. We'll talk next Friday and see what happens to their game on Monday night. That's one I will not be seeing, unfortunately, other than maybe the first half, if I'm lucky.
I know. You got to go to bed early. Drive your bus.
I got to drive my. I got to get up at 5:30 in the morning. I mean,
when you're retired like me, you won't have to worry about that.
No, you're fully retired. I'm just semi-retired. Yeah. But in any event, all right, you want to make any calls about who you think is going to the World Series? You got Dodgers, obviously.
Dodgers and, I'll be honest with you, Mike. I've been watching so much football. I haven't followed it too closely. But I think the Dodgers and the networks are going to love this.
Oh, Dodgers-Yankees, everybody's going to love
you
that.
You get a New York and an L.A. market, this is the drooling.
Sure.
I mean, this is what they want. And I think the Yankees are going to be there. And I think the Dodgers and the Yankees will play. And I think it'll go 7, and I think it'll be a Dodgers win.
Well, that's interesting. There you go. You get all the news here. High school football, pro baseball. It's all right here on havenfootball.net.
But we haven't talked about what we think is going to happen in the second half here. We forgot that's true.
We didn't talk about that.
Yeah, so as we always say, it's very, very important the second half kickoff. Strathaven gets this kickoff. They must drive the field and put 7 points in, maybe 8. I think Clancy will go for 2 if they score. It'll be 12-7. I think they'll go for 2 to try to make it a 7-point game. It's utmost important that they get down there and they score their touchdown, and I think they will.
If I were Clancy and we moved the ball, whatever, and we didn't put the points on the board, I would be okay with that. I wouldn't be in a panic. If Radner comes back and scores on us, and now they're leading by 8, that would give me great pause. But I'd still be, we'd still get back to it. So I don't think this is so much a do or die. It's not like, Haven's down by 2 or 3 touchdowns. They got to get back in the game.
No, they're down by 1 point.
They're down by 1 point. But I think so the question is, how effective can Haven's defense has been reasonably effective. Can we play error-free football for the second half, not throw the ball for an interception, not fumble it away, maintain our drives, and work well against the Radner offense. If we can do that, then, obviously scoring that touchdown will be all we'll need. If, on the other hand, we go out there and we score that touchdown and they just run right back and score another touchdown, I mean, there's got to be some control here. So I'm looking more for that. I'm looking for balance on both sides of the ball. Because I think based on what I've seen tonight, we should be able to win this as long as we play reasonably well. Now, the other factor here that always concerns me with Haven, if it's a close game and it comes down to the fourth quarter, are we going to be in any shape to continue the game? Because we tend to get gassed because we have so few kids to substitute.
That's been the history of the season, Mike. We've stayed with teams really in the first half, and then by the end of the third quarter and the fourth quarter, you can just see those 2-yard gains have become 7 and 8-yard gains.
Right.
Because these guys are just gassed. Like you said, they just don't have anything left in the tank because of the lack of the size of the
roster. And that's when you see the arm tackles and suddenly which should be the 2-yard gains or the 12-yard gains, and suddenly receivers aren't being covered well, and your blocking isn't going well, you're not open to holes, your running backs are getting stuffed the line of scrimmage. I mean, at least – the bigger concern I have now is as we go into the fourth quarter, it's going to be interesting to make a gut check and say, okay, where are we at? If we're up by a couple of scores, we should be in good shape. If this thing is close or we're up by a score, boy, I don't know. If Radner's got the juice, they can make a run.
I think right now those kids, and I saw some of them walking off the field shaking their head, they are upset at what happened the last second there with not getting in there. I think they're going to come out in the second half and really
– I hope you're right, because really on the other hand, Radner is really jazzed that they were able to stop him at the goal line.
Yeah.
And
it was
keep
great,
him going in.
A great goal line defense.
Great defense.
Yes.
Great defense. So, all right, well, listen, we are about 6 minutes left in the half, and we're going to come back. Brian's been busy on his computer trying to check everything and get all the scores and updates that he can. So, in the meantime, the score here is Radner 7, Strathaven 6, and we're going to be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to High School Football right here at havenfootball.net. High school football never sounded so good.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to Prevost Field, where the homecoming festivities continue here at halftime, but Strathaven on the wrong side of a 7-6 score. You heard from Pete and Mike at halftime on everything that went reasonably well and things that need to get better for the Panthers to look to solidify their fifth win of the season and the 299th of Coach Clancy's career. Trying to find a way to get him to 300 wins over the next few weeks would make this thing fun, but hey, they're going to have a hard time just getting to 299 unless they can cash in a couple of times probably here in the second half. But speaking of what else is going on at halftime, we have scores from all over the place. We're going to kind of skip around all over District 1 here. It's probably easiest to go alphabetically here. Big game in the Del Valle tonight. Academy Park at Penwood. Penwood at 6-2. Academy Park at 5-2. Both very much in the hunt for their respective playoff berths at 5A and 6A. Academy Park, the defending champs at 5A. They trail 8-6 at halftime.
Wow.
Penwood on top.
Wow.
Grove 14, Westchester Henderson 7. Penridge and CB South both 6-2. It's all Penridge tonight, 21-0 at half. The big game in Chester County, Coatesville and Downingtown East, 7-1 Coatesville, their only loss to Cumberland Valley early in the year. Downingtown East undefeated. They are tied at 14 at halftime,
That's
or approaching halftime. Have not heard from the from Conestoga Ridley just yet. We'll hopefully get a score there shortly. Westchester East at 1-7 leads Downingtown West 14-13. So Westchester East having a good run here so far tonight. So we'll keep an eye on that one. That would be a big upset there. Interboro 15, Glen Mills nothing. Glen Mills needs a win to stay alive in the playoff hunt here. In 5A. Marple Newtown all over Harriton. It's 34-0 at just a couple seconds left in the second quarter there. Another halftime score, Upper Dublin 7, Hatboro Horsham nothing. The Hatters would do well for themselves to knock off Upper Dublin and keep themselves in the 6A playoff hunt. A loss tonight would probably knock them out. A loss also for Upper Dublin would probably help Strathaven and Radnor and other Central League teams fighting for position in the 5A playoffs. Speaking of 5A playoffs, believe it or not, Lower Merion is still alive, and they lead Pencrest 6-0 at half.
Good for them.
So Lower Merion 1-7. If they were to knock off Pencrest tonight, they'd move to 2-7 and could win their last game and could sneak in at 3-7. So, again, don't count out the Aces. They're up 6-0. Don't have a score yet on winless Methacton versus 7-1 Perk Valley. Middletown, Delaware is visiting Upper Darby tonight. The Royals are tied 7-7 the last we saw. So Upper Darby needs a win there. That's a good Middletown team coming in. That would be a big win in terms of playoff points at the 6A level for the Royals. Neshaminy Council Rock South. We don't have a score update there just yet, but Neshaminy at 7-1 expected to win that one. But we'll see. Norristown and Boyertown, no notes from that one. But Kennett, back to the 5A playoff hunt. Kennett is not out of it. They're probably in that 15, 16, 17 range. They're all over Octorara. They're up 28-0 tonight. So that's a game that they were expected to win and are winning handily. Another big game in Chester County at the 5A level, 5-3 Oxford against 6-2 Bishop Shanahan. They are tied. Shanahan knocked off Downingtown West last week. That gets them a few extra points, knocking off a 6A team, but having a little more trouble than expected maybe with Oxford. They're tied at 14. Abington at 4-4, trying to pull off a shocker. They lead Pensbury. Pensbury's 7-1. Abington's up 7-0 after the first quarter and knocking on the door. Last we saw, they were inside the 5. So maybe the Ghosts can pull the upset here as we approach Halloween. They are up. So there's a quick update. Pensbury has scored, but Abington still with a 14-7 lead now. So Abington could really shake things up at the 6A level with a win there. Phoenixville and Upper Merion both at 1-7. They are tied at 7. Plymouth White Marsh and Cheltenham both with one win on the season. They're tied at 7. Pottsgrove 8-0 against Pope John Paul 7-1. Pottsgrove's up 28-7 at halftime, so they are looking to run the table in the Pac-10. Upper Perk 10, up Pottstown nothing. Harry S. Truman trying to go to 6-3 and stay alive in the 6A playoffs. They're up 20-7 on Souderton, so Truman trying to sneak into the playoffs. Owen J. Roberts, speaking of 6A playoffs, they're up 13-0 on Springford. That would probably knock Springford out, a loss tonight. But Owen J. with a surprise season, trying to get their 7th win. Sun Valley at back to the 5A. Unionville at 7-1. They're in the top 3 seeds right now and looking to stay there. They're up 21-7 on Sun Valley, not unexpectedly. Upper Moreland, undefeated at 5A. They're up 13-0 on Wissahickon. North Penn still rolling, 21-0 over William Tennant, who is winless. Cardinal O'Hara has just jumped ahead of Newman Goretti. 14-8 is the last score we've gotten there. And then the big game over on Smithbridge Road in Glen Mills. The top seed in 5A, Springfield, versus the top seed in 6A, Garnet Valley. They've reached halftime, 14-0 Springfield.
Really?
Garnet Valley had a field goal that hit the tuba player awaiting just before halftime. Unfortunately, it didn't go through the uprights. So missed field goal there for Garnet Valley just before halftime. Garnet Valley will get the ball, though, to start the second half.
I'll tell you, trying to come back from 17 points on Springfield is not going to be an easy mission.
14. It's 14-0.
14, I'm sorry.
LaSalle has just struck first. They're up 7-0 on St. Joe's Prep. So LaSalle at 6-1. St. Joe's Prep undefeated at 6-0. So interesting. I'm sorry. O'Hara has just scored now, too. They're up 21-8. So congrats to the Connor boys over at Cardinal O'Hara.
We're going to pass these down to
we'll send them down to the PA announcer.
Okay,
but we did our projection here walking into the game tonight here.
Right.
And Springfield, if they beat Garnet Valley tonight, they will absolutely outright have a huge lead in the playoff point system at the 5A.
Right.
if they were to go 10-0 and run the table, they'd absolutely be the number one seed. Upper Moreland, even if they run the table, would not catch Springfield at just 9-0 with Upper Moreland with only 9 regular season games. So if Springfield can knock off Garnet, but then again, they have Haverford next week.
Yep.
So no easy stretch
but
here
Haverford
for the Cougars.
A little bit on the ropes at the moment.
They've had their troubles in terms of scoring points, but hey, Radnor's holding everybody to limited offense all of a sudden. So Unionville could very likely, I'm projecting them to finish 9-1 if they can finish off Sun Valley tonight and knock off Great Valley. Then you got a few teams that could be in that 6-3, 7-3 range, like Academy Park. Ruston is absolutely rolling right now that they have Ty Pringle back in the backfield. Bishop Shanahan and Upper Dublin could also finish in that 6-3, 7-3 neighborhood. And Oxford, we'll see how that goes with that tilt with Shanahan ends up tonight. They're tied last we heard. Then you get into Marple, Strathaven, Radnor, Sun Valley. Chichester is probably in tonight, even if they can't beat Interboro. We'll see. But I'm sorry, Chichester's got Chester and Glenn Mills. Winning one of them would definitely get them in. I think they'll win both, honestly. Glenn Mills is having trouble with Interboro and tonight and may so do the same. But I think Pencrest is probably going to get in. But, of course, I said that before they're trailing Lower Merion. So Lower Merion could actually sneak in and jump ahead at that point. So we'll see. Kennett in good shape as well to maybe get into the top 16. All right, here we go. Back to the action here. Strathaven ready to receive the opening kickoff of this second half. Line drive kick's going to come to one hop at the 14-yard line. This is Ebo Pio looking for room, runs away from one man, and up the right hash he goes. Sheds a tackle momentarily, but good work there by number 44, Antonio Tilly on the stop. Out to the 32-yard line goes Pio. Give him 18 on the return. And the Panther offense will start. Moving left to right in this third quarter. Needs to get something going. Jake Fisher 0 for 3 throwing it in that first half. Hussein 15 carries for 87 yards in the Panther touchdown. Pio 6 for 28. O'Connor 1 for 7. Francis 4 for 11. And that's it for the offense. They'll start with Tom Foster split to the left. Tight end to the right is Belleville. On first down, play fake, and now they go with the Mustang sweep. This is Pio up the near sideline with some speed at the 40. Cuts inside, and he's got a first down on his first carry of this second half. Give him 12. They run Mustang to maybe loosen things up on the inside there, and Pio now up to 40 yards. Got some good blocking with the pulling guard. Out to the 45 goes Strathaven, and they moved it very well in the first half for the most part until they got inside the 20s.
Yeah.
A turnover, and then a turnover on downs doomed the Panthers in the first half. They trail 7-6, and they give it to Pio one more time off the right side. Lots of room, bounces inside, outside. He's got the midfield stripe and more, still pushing for more yardage. Forward progress gives him the 49, so six more for the sophomore. And the Panthers, if they can get something going on the outside, may stretch them out a little bit and open some lanes for the big fullback again. Second down and four upcoming. So they cross onto the Radnor side of midfield. Clock ticks, 11:03 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Panthers have run two plays and are in good shape here. Second down and four. Foster split into left. O'Connor goes in motion. They give it to the left, off the left guard, and maybe a yard or two. Call it a yard for Hussein. They are pinching in hard on that fullback as Hussein, 12 carries for 84 yards, and then his last four since then, 0, 2, 1, and 1.
Yeah, they're obviously keying on him.
Panthers need to come up with something different here. They check Dan Reeves back into the game at tight end. Foster out. Panthers break the huddle with two tight ends. Belleville to the left, Reeves to the right. Wing left is Ebo Pio. On third down and three, eight men in the box, and they give it to Hussein, who's got himself a first down. Good second effort, good vision's going to push him inside the 45, and that will move the chains. Nicely done there for Hussein, picks up four, and the Panthers keep the football and keep it moving. They're at the right hash mark with 10:05 and counting to play here in the third. Pio wing to the left, O'Connor and Hussein in the backfield. Two tight ends again. And there are eight Raiders within 2 yards of the line of scrimmage. Sneak, Fisher, going to push. Breaking tackles, and he's going to get seven. Well, that's one way to change up the look there in the A gap. Just say, all right, we have a 6'2" quarterback. He'll push it down for 6 yards.
And he did.
That'll change things up. That's his first carry of the night. And, Mike, you and Pete, I know we're talking about him maybe on a bootleg, get him outside a little bit.
Well, give him the option to, you know, put somebody down the end zone, particularly on a five-yard play.
Yep.
5 yards from the end zone.
Second down and a long four. Fisher under center again. Give is to P.O. He's got a first down, I believe. Well, we'll see. I don't know. I think they're going to give him the 45. One guy that is not on the stat sheet through the first half, and we weren't talking too much about it, but Sean Daly, who's in the top 15 in rushing in Delaware County, he's playing on defense, not on offense tonight, dealing with some injury issues, and it's going to bring up third down and about a yard here as P.O. comes up with a gain of 3. But Daly, I think they miss his strength a little bit too, where he's, you know, maybe not as quick as P.O. in the hole, but can give a little bit of a push there. Either way, Panthers need a push here. Play fake, back to pass. Fisher looking, has a man out there. Belleville's out there inside the 5, in and out of his hands. They had the shot. Belleville couldn't squeeze it.
Jeez.
And it comes up fourth down and a yard.
They have had no luck with their passing game, just none.
Belleville got behind the defense, could not squeeze it, but I kind of like the call there, saying, look, fourth and one, we're going to go pound it right at you and see if we can pick it up.
Yep.
They'll try it. Of course, easier said than done to end the first half, so we'll see. Panthers, not a gimme here. Radner held them 4 times from inside the 5. 2 tight ends. Radner shows blitz. They give it to Hussein, and he's going to be banged forward there as a first down. Actually, the tackler, 99, actually knocked him forward. I think he would have had it anyway, but they're going to give him a couple more yards. And Hussein now 18 carries for 94 yards on the Panthers score. Panthers trying to get something going in the passing attack at some point here tonight. 0-for-4 throwing it. But first and 10, we'll see what they can do here from the 33. Split end to the left is Tom Foster. They play fake. Back to pass is Fisher. Looking. Has a man out there. Oh, Pio was absolutely grabbed by the face mask on a wheel route. And nobody saw it. Incomplete. It goes. They had the wheel out there. Pio's looking for... Yeah, he's asking the official. He was absolutely mugged. And no call. Like Foster ran to the post. They had that wide open out there. Yeah. And
everything's open downfield. He's just got to see it.
Coach Clancy saw it. He's upset with it, too. He's letting the officials hear it. Second down and 10 now as it falls incomplete. Tight end to the right is Belleville. To the left is Reeves. On second and 10 from the 33, here's Fisher with, again, 8 men in the box for Radner. They show blitz again up the middle. They give it to Hussein, who's into the secondary, and he plows through the safety and down to the 20-yard line for 13 more. They run the trap, and they beat the blitz there. Addis was coming right up the gut. Mansoor on the stop, and now they go no huddle here. Panthers under center quickly at the 20. First and 10 with some jump in their step now. Give it to P.O. with some running room. Bounces inside, outside. Flag on the play. I think it's coming back. And the officials, I think, are going to back Strathaven up here. P.O. dropped at the 15-yard line. So gain of 5, but I think it's coming back. And now Coach Clancy's going to really be frustrated here. All right. Holding Strathaven, spot foul at the 16. So they'll be, this will turn it into first down and maybe 16 or 17. We'll see. But ouch. Missed call. And I'm not one to complain about the officials typically. This is that's as hard a job as there is. But P.O. was absolutely grabbed with that ball in the air. Nobody saw it, and now you get a holding penalty going the other way. Here we go. From the 27, Panthers need the 10 for a first down. So it's first and 17. 2 tight ends. Reeves to the left, Belleville to the right. Wing to the right as well is Nick O'Connor. He goes in motion. They play fake to O'Connor. Fisher steps up, looking. Under heavy pressure, and they're going to get him. Down he goes at the 30-yard line. He'll lose 3 more. Sacked by Big 59. That's Nick Sherry. So Fisher will lose 3. We'll call it 4 on the play. So now it's 2nd and 21. So that Call it 20, actually. They'll give him forward progress to the 30. So, you know, the Panthers have three or four guys that can score from anywhere on the field. So you don't want to count it out here, but, you know, I'd like to see something that gets you 8 or 10 yards, thinking you're in four down territory here. Don't need it all at once here. P.O. wing to the left. Play fake, and they go to P.O. off this near side, looking for a blocker. Turns outside, 30, 25, down to the 20-yard line, and there you are.
Yep.
Third down and about 10 upcoming as P.O. takes 10. Nice pulling guard there on the Mustang sweep. P.O. up to 59 yards on 10 carries. Clock ticks here in the third quarter. Panthers have had it since the halftime gun. 6:24, 6:23, and counting to play here in the third. 7-6, Radnor on top of Strathaven. Panthers now third and 10 from the 20-yard line. They need a few to at least give Emmett Young a shot at a field goal here. Now the officials are going to call timeout and deal with an equipment check on the defensive line. Joaquin Hilario. All right, split end to the left is Tom Foster. Tight end is to the right. That's Belleville. I'm sorry, that's Reeves. Third down and 10. Back to pass. Looking. They fire the out pattern. Looking for it and has it is Foster. He shakes a tackle. Stays in bounds. And Tom Foster will score from the 20. Good delivery. Foster shook the tackle. And touchdown, Tommy, in for the fourth time this season with 5:58 to play in the third. Fisher on the delivery. Well, that's a timely play.
Yeah, boy, you couldn't ask for much more than that. It was, and he juggled the ball, too. My heart just, like, collapsed when he did that. Let's see what they do now. They're going to go for two.
They will go for two to try to stretch this to a seven-point lead here. Two tight ends. Showing blitzes, Radnor, play fake, back it passes, Fisher spins away from one man, looking, halt. There's a flag in the end zone, I think you're going to get defensive holding. Fisher took a heavy hit, but I think you're going to get defensive holding. Belleville was mugged in the end zone. I think they're going to go half the distance and give the Panthers another crack at it here. 12-7, an extra point still pending as you are going to get defensive holding against Radnor.
Okay, so you get to do it again. Hopefully the Fisher will survive this one a little better.
Yeah, he took a shot, didn't he? All right. Clock reads 5:58 to play here in the third. Panthers trying to make up for a missed, well, a botched extra point opportunity on their first score of the night. Kick that never got away, was never spotted. So now from the 1.5-yard line. Fisher under center, two tight ends. Wing to the right is O'Connor. Fisher turns, gives to P.O., looks for room, and into the end zone for a two-point conversion. P.O. for two, 14-7 Strathaven on an impressive drive to start this second half. See if Radnor can answer when we come back. Thanks again to our sponsors for putting us on the air on havenfootball.net.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Lawler. Strathaven 14, Radnor 7, and the ensuing kickoff is on the way. It's going to take one hop, fielded there by Jameer Ryder. Ryder looking for room off the right side. He's looking for room off the ref's right hash, and now with speed across the 40, 45, Evan Blake and Johnny Francis finally track him down near midfield on that far sideline, but the 49-yard line is where the Radnor offense will start. Not good work there from the defensive coverage on the kick return team, and now Radnor trailing by 7 for the first time tonight. They trailed by 6 earlier, but now Radnor, their first chance with the football here in the third quarter. Mularkey in the gun. First down carry for Tyler Margolis, and he's going to try to bounce it outside, and Ethan Belleville says no. They're going to drop him for a two-yard loss there. Sophomore tried to bounce it. Nice work there by the defense, led by Evan Blake here, to hold his ground. And then coming from the other side was Belleville for the stop. Loss of two for Margolis, second and 12. Panther defense with Blake in at outside linebacker, opposite Nick O'Connor. Daly on the sideline. Four wide receivers. Mularkey looks to the sideline for a signal. Two receivers to either side. Cohen in as a halfback on his left hip. On second down and almost 12, and they get the offense flinches. Two receivers on the right side, both jumped, and this will back them up further. You know, this is one of the things you have to think about. Besides the Strathaven scores, you put that Radnor offense on the sideline for half the quarter.
Right.
Strathaven had a drive for really the last 4 minutes of the second quarter, albeit without any points. Radnor offense hasn't been on the field in probably an hour with a long halftime tonight.
Right.
Here we go. Two wide receivers to either side. Ryder goes in motion left to right. Mularkey takes a shotgun snap. Second and 16. Back. Looking. Heavy pressure this time. And John Morris has him. Morris has him with Ryan Krause at the line of scrimmage. Can't credit him with a sack, but we'll say no gain. That's pretty darn good. It's going to bring up third down and 16. They'll snap it at the 44-yard line from the left hash.
Actually, they got a yard out of it.
Did he? All right. They spotted out. Yeah, you're right. Give Mularkey a yard. Good work by John Morris and Ryan Krause. Better job by the secondary there.
Yep.
Just nobody open.
Well, and credit to Mularkey to know not to throw it away. He needs that ball.
Kind of a quarters look on defense here. Blake, Rossini, Foster, and Pio. Now jumping up into the play here is Blake. Back to pass. Looking on third and long. Mularkey steps into one. Fires deep down the field. Has a man out there and incomplete. Foster in coverage. Intended for McCurdy. Deep down the sideline. Fourth and forever for Radnor, and they'll punt it away. Well, if Strathaven can come up with a play right here, or a drive like the last one, chewing up clock and...
Yeah,
maybe even more points on the board. Boy,
this
could be big. Score, yeah. Stop, and see if they can score again. All right, here we go. Van Dusen to kick it away. High spiral. Fair catch signaled for and made by Rossini. It was a little bit of an adventure. Tailed away from him, and Rossini does well to grab it at the 19-yard line. So long field in front of the Panthers here, but very promising drive in the... to start this third quarter. See if they can follow it up now. Ebo Pio, 59 yards rushing. 31 of it came on that last scoring drive. Clock reads 4:03 to play here in the third. Panthers moving left to right here in the third quarter. Wing to the right is O'Connor on first and 10. Play fake, they give it to O'Connor. No, it's Francis who juggles the ball momentarily and makes the man miss in the backfield. He's going to lose 3 yards here. Ball fumbled on the exchange there. Francis, I'm sorry, I called him O'Connor early on. They're going to lose a couple, and then turns it into second down and 12. Francis, 5 carries for just 9 yards in the early going here. Just a freshman. He checks out. Foster checks in as a split end. O'Connor back in as a wing to the right. Second down and 12 from the 17-yard line. Fisher back, looking, fires to the outside, has Foster out here, but incomplete, overthrows him just over his head. So Fisher just 1 of 7 throwing it. Of course, that one was the go-ahead touchdown a couple minutes ago, 20-yard strike to Tom Foster. Foster brings in the play. He and Fisher jog it in with just under 4 minutes to play here in the 3:23 now to play here in the third quarter.
Yeah, and they're at a third and 12, so this is really, you got to do something here. Let's see if they keep it safe and judges keep it on the ground or what they do.
Panthers with a tight end to the left, wing to the right, offset of the formation is O'Connor, and they go with a quick trap play up the middle for a couple, goes Hussein, but that's about it. So the first down play with a negative yardage really puts you in a big hole there. You've really been in second and six, second and five most of the night. Second and 12 feels very different. And Hussein picks up just two on his last carry. So fourth and 10 upcoming. And Ryan Krause now going to try to tilt the field. Kyle Addis awaits as the punt returner at his own 45. See what Krause can do to dig the Panthers out of a hole. They come after it, but he gets it away. Good spiraling kick. It's going to be signaled fair catch by Addis. It's going to roll away. Good roll for Strathaven inside the 40. And it'll be down at the 37-yard line. Nice job by Krause. Sorry, I mentioned that was Teddy Gerton deep to return, not Addis. But good work by Krause. Give him 43 on the punt, no return. So can the defense hold now?
Yeah, or more importantly, get the ball back.
Yeah, score, stop, score. Well, they got the first two parts of that. Score, stop, but three and out puts the defense right back on the field. 2:39 to play here in the third quarter. Strathaven leading 14-7. Central Bucks South has scored, but they still trail Penridge 21-7. Receiver split far to the right, backs to either side of Malarkey, who gives to Cohen on first down, and he's going to be stopped. Maybe forward progress will give him two out to the 39-yard line. Second down and eight upcoming. Panther defense looking a little tougher through the first few plays here of this third quarter. Fahad Manzoor split far to the right. Harper split to the near side. They have slots to either side as well. Malarkey on second and eight sends Ryder in motion. They fake the jet sweep, and coming this way now is Malarkey. Dances inside. There's going to be a flag on the play. Yep. I think you're going to get another holding penalty against Radnor. Malarkey's out near midfield. Would have given him a first down, but that was right at the point where he cut outside, and I think they're going to march this back from about the 40-yard line. It's going to turn it into second down and about 18, I think. Yep. Holding again against Radnor. They have really hurt themselves with penalties tonight.
Well, on the other hand, you wonder whether these, you know, there would be these kind of gains if they weren't holding. And that's
right.
You know, when the flag is thrown in the vicinity of where the run went, you go, well, that's the point.
Right.
But,
oh, exactly.
Yeah, it's when they're holed away from the ball
and
they get called, and it's like, guys, what are you doing?
Yeah. Well, Bonner Pendergrass tonight, I'd hate to even say this one out loud. Halftime score, they trail Conwell Egan 63-0.
Oh, at halftime?
At half. 63 points at half. All right, two receivers either side, second down and 17. Malarkey back to pass, looking. Good pocket this time, has time. Down the middle he goes, and it's intercepted by Ryan Morris. What a great job! Reaching back, almost like a back shoulder fade. Looking like a wide receiver there, and his third interception of the year has turned it over at midfield. Ryan Morris with a huge play for the Panther defense.
Where are they going to put it? There we go, 48.
Ball slightly underthrown. But, boy, that looked like it was going right over Morris's shoulder. He turned around just in time to snare it. And the Panthers have it first and 10 at their own 48. And see now if they can cash in. Pio, Hussein, and O'Connor are the backs. It's Hussein off the left side. First down yardage. On first down they give it to him. And he buries his way down to the 45. Give him seven more. Hussein, 21 carries, 116 yards, and a Panther score. They go no huddle. Here we go. Second down and almost four. Burke over the football. Same formation. Wing to the right is O'Connor. Fisher on the keeper. He's going to push, and he has himself a first down, I believe. See when they unpile. But Fisher with the ball and his helmet across the – yep, they're going to move the chains, give him four more and a first down. Fisher with two quarterback sneaks tonight to – give them positive yardage, and that will what that'll also do is keep the defense honest there. And
right, absolutely.
Think about blitzing the A-gap there. He's just going to pick the other side and go with it. First down and 10 from the 42-yard line. Reeves, tight end to the left, Belleville to the right. Motion man is O'Connor from right to left. They give it to Hussein on first down. He's going to run smack into the middle of the line. First contact there by Aiden Dunn. But still, four more yards for Hussein. And now with a 14-7 lead, some jump in their step. The Panthers, 33-32, 31 seconds to play here in the third quarter. You know, I think this feels more and more like a Zach Hussein 4 yards at a time kind of a feel to it here on this drive.
But Radner has shown their ability to stop him when they have to. So
could be the final play of the third quarter here as we're inside of 15 seconds. 9 in the box for Radner. Play fake. Back is Fisher rolling to his right, looking deep down the field. Has a man out there. Reeves inside the 10. Goes to his knees and hauls it in at the 8. Dan Reeves with a gain of 31. Just enough room one side that sideline to haul it in.
He went
to his knees and could have called fair catch on it.
Yep.
5 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Panthers, they're trying to go no huddle here. I don't know if they're ready to snap or not. They are. First and goal to go from the 7. Fisher under center. Hard count. Give is to Hussein. He's going to break a tackle. And Hussein into the end zone for a touchdown on the final play of the third. What a drive. 52 yards on the drive. Panthers now in control with a clock striking 0 on the third.
Wow, that was quite a lot of football in just a few seconds.
Fisher to Reeves for 39 yards. for 31 yards. Set it up. And how about that? Coach Clancy, with 7 seconds left, says go, no huddle. Catch him off guard. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Emmett Young is up and good. And you're going to get a roughing the kicker penalty on top of it. So they'll kick it off from the 50. Panthers in business now as we've ended the third quarter. Stick with us. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening live to high school football on havenfootball.net.
High school basketball season is just around the corner, and DelcoHoops.com will be bringing you all the excitement and thrills of another season of Delaware County High School Hoops. We follow all the teams in Delco, and we pick our free Game of the Week broadcast to bring you the best live games right on the internet. We feature the best teams and the best games right through the PIAA championships. If you love high school basketball, you've got to check us out at DelcoHoops.com. High school basketball never sounded so good.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you, you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Well, Jake Fisher to Dan Reeves for 31 yards, set it up. And so much for Coach Clancy taking his time, controlling the clock. Hurry up, get to the line, snap the ball with a second left on the clock in the third quarter. And Zach Hussein punches it in from 7 yards out. 21-7 Strathaven. After a score on the final play of the third quarter, Hussein now 23 carries, 127 yards, and 2 scores. Elsewhere, Downingtown East 21, Coatesville 14 in the third quarter. We'll try to get you an update from Springfield and Garnet Valley in a moment. Pencrest is on the move at Lower Marion, and the end zone and the kickoff is going to go into the end zone for a touchback after a 15-yard penalty. So nice job there by Emmett Young. Took a hit on the extra point and then pounds one 9 yards deep into the end zone for a touchback. So good work there by Young. And now Radner, trailing by 2 scores, has an 80-yard field in front of them. 2 interceptions tonight for the Panther defense. First, Tom Foster that set up the first touchdown drive of the night. And then Ryan Morris with an amazing catch on his pick sets up the second touchdown drive of the night. So Evan Blake in the game as an outside linebacker. 2 receivers to either side. Back is Malarkey. No, give inside is to Margolis, and he's tripped up by number 32, John Prochniak.
That was a good thing, too, because he had some yards in front of him.
Yep.
He could have really gone.
Prochniak stops him after a gain of just 2. The sophomore, again, has done a nice job being around the football at inside linebacker. So the Panthers with a number of underclassmen contributing nicely over these last few weeks. 2nd down and 8 from Radner as they move left to right here in the 4th. Back is Malarkey. Looking. Has time. Dumps it underneath, and he has his man at the 25. Short gain thanks to a nice tackle there from O'Connor and Prochniak. That's Teddy Gerton for a gain of just 3. 3rd down and 5 upcoming. So nice that Mularkey is, you know, they've tried to build his confidence a little bit. A lot of short throws, five completions to four different receivers, but now third and five upcoming. Three receivers to his right. He rolls that way on third and five. Fires underneath. It is a terrific catch by Harper, reaching back behind him. Ball a little off target, but long arms for Harper. Stretches out and pulls it in and dives out to the 39-yard line. 14 yards for Harper on his first catch of the night, and a Radnor first down.
What's Harper's number? I got
23.
23, okay.
Upper Darby trailing Middletown, Delaware, 19-7, midway through the third. Royals need that win to stay in business for the 6A playoffs. Hoping the Royals can turn it around there. First and 10 here. Give is to Margolis off the left tackle, and he's going to spin his way through three tackles. Sloppy work there from the Panthers. They had him at the line of scrimmage. Instead, 6 yards, 7 yards later, Margolis has him second down and short.
Well, this is where the fatigue factor starts to really get me concerned.
I say sloppy tackling, and you can't. The running back makes him look sloppy
too. Of
course, he is running hard. He is running hard for a sophomore weighing just 155 pounds. He is looking awfully good. The Panthers are going to have a lot to deal with the next couple years with number 26. Pencrest has taken the lead on a lower Marion 7-6. Here, second down and three from the 46. Mularkey back. They set up a screen over the middle, and down he goes. Big hit from Ryan Morris, but I think they're going to pick up. Did he catch it?
Yeah.
Cohen, they're going to say he caught it, but there's a flag, personal foul, roughing the passer against Strathaven. Huge hit from Morris, and I wasn't looking that way either. They floated that middle screen there. Morris blew it up with an enormous hit on Cohen. And so a gain of three on the completion of Cohen, and then you march it 15 more yards forward. Mularkey now 6 out of 12 throwing it for 48 yards, two interceptions. 9:41 to play in the fourth quarter. Strathaven leading 21-7, but now Radnor on the move. Two receivers to either side. They'll snap it from the Strathaven 36. First and 10. Mularkey back, looking. Quarterback draw is going to keep it himself. Up the middle he goes. He is belted by Belleville, but still falls forward down to the 28-yard line. Gain of eight more. So the Panthers cannot rest on their laurels here. 2-2 touchdown lead felt awfully good a few minutes ago. Now, can't give up points here, because you give up points here, you're going to go three and out. Look out.
Yep.
9:07, 9:06 and counting to play in regulation.
No, Haven's defense really got to find a way to toughen up here and stop this drive.
Two receivers to either side again. Cohen in the game at halfback. He's on the right hip of Mularkey in the gun. Back to pass and looking on second and two. Going deep down the near sideline. Has a man out there. It's Harper again. It's swatted away by Tom Foster. Foster down near the goal line. Reaches up and knocks it down. He's had himself a very nice game at corner tonight. Very good coverage again on the deep ball. Despite being outsized over there, right?
I would have been a little happier if he made a play on that ball. I mean, I don't know why you felt you needed to swat it down. I would have grabbed it.
Three now to the left. Trips left on third down and two. From the Panther 28, still likely four down territory. Cohen, pistol look. Now he moves to the left hip of Mularkey. On third and two, play fake. Now they dump it over the middle. Has a man in, and this is Gerton for a first down. Fake the dive and dump it over the middle. Gerton down to the 15-yard line.
I like that play.
Gain of 13 and another first down.
That is such a great play when it works. It's, odds of an interception are pretty remote. Incompletion, relatively minor. And, boy, it just catch him on the run. He's just moving down. It's terrific. Like the call.
Clock ticks as Radnor starts first and 10 at the Strathaven 14. Two receivers to either side. Motion man is Ryder. They fake it to him, and it's Mularkey up the middle. He runs smack into Ryan Morris after a gain of just four. Second and six now. Like I said, Mike, you give up points here, the Panthers are not going to be able to live with a three and out.
They got to really come back.
They're going
to
need
another,
if not points, they're going to need another long drive here to melt some clock.
at the very least, mouth and claw, keep the ball away from them.
Upper Dublin's up on Happer Horsham 14-0 now. That doesn't do either of these teams in front of us any favors. Second down and six. Give us to Margolis off the left side, and he's grabbed by the shirt tail and slung down. John Morris, glad he's got that hand free now.
Yeah, well, that's the advantage of being a disadvantage of being a light running back.
Morris, by the shirt tail, literally pulled him backwards with one hand.
Lost a yard.
Loses a yard. Big play by John Morris, and would have been nice to have two hands available all season long, huh?
Yep. Yeah, well,
he's got that cast off, and things are working tonight. All right.
Got two big downs to survive here. Let's see what they can do.
Two receivers to either side. Third and seven from the 11-yard line. Mularkey in the gun again. Fakes to Margolis over the middle and into the end zone. It's Girton. Same play. Fake inside, and they just run the quick middle slant. Girton in from the 11. Touchdown Radnor with 7 minutes to go.
Boy, I do like that play.
As does Radnor. They hit it twice on that drive. Girton, his second catch of that drive. 27 yards in total on three grabs tonight. And into the end zone it goes with 7 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is up. It is good. And we have a one-score game again. Hold on to your hats, everybody. The Panthers going to need another offensive drive here. 21-14. Strathairn with a lead. But it's tenuous here on havenfootball.net. Stick with us. Be back in just a moment.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
21-14 now as Radnor's cut the lead in half. A very nice scoring drive. 80-yard scoring drive, their best and longest of the night. And the Raiders now to kick it away one more time. Line drive kick's going to go through Belleville and trickle its way back to Tom Foster at the 20-yard line. Makes one man miss, two men miss momentarily. Big throw from the back judge on a flag here. I think you're going to end up with probably holding or illegal use of the hand something. And now they're going to put a... Well, we'll see. I won't speculate. We'll just wait for the referee to
so go back to the 27.
Illegal use of the hands against Strathaven. From the 30. We're going to march this back to about the 20, I would think. So, Panthers with a long field in front of them. Can they put together another six-minute scoring drive? That would pretty much ice it. But easier said than done against a Radnor defense that hasn't given up many points over the last few weeks, but the Panthers 21 on the board tonight. Two touchdowns from Zach Hussein. One for Tommy Foster on a 20-yard catch. Ebo Pio, wing to the left. First and 10 from the 17. They give it to Zach Hussein up the middle, and he's going to lunge his way out to the 20, out across the 20. Hussein, they're going to give him the 23-yard line at least. Give him six. On first down.
Yep,
nice work by Ryan Krause leading the way. 133 yards on 24 totes here for Hussein. This is kind of the stat line that I thought we were headed that way with Upper Darby last week. Hussein with a bunch of work in the first half, and then they pretty much slammed the door in the third quarter and took him out of their running game. On second down, it's Hussein again. Straight up the middle and maybe a yard or two. It's going to be a couple yards shy of the first down. We'll give him the 24.
Just a yard on that one,
just one more there. So third down and three upcoming. Like we said, three and out is not going to do it here for the Panthers. Need to keep things moving. Penridge up on CB South 21-7 at the end of the third. 14-0 Upper Dublin over Happer Horsham. LaSalle and St. Joe's Prep tied at 7 in the second quarter. Here, third down and three. Panthers, two tight ends, and eight men in the box. Give us to Pio with running room. Outside, inside, and Pio into the secondary, and he's grabbed from behind. Oh, he needed one more step to get into fifth gear.
Oh, we got some injuries down. Is that P.O.?
Couple guys down now. P.O. bounced right up.
Okay.
Ball, this is one of the Radnor players here, down at the 38. But P.O. out to the 35-yard line for a gain of 10 and another Panther first down. So we're going to take a short timeout, give everybody a chance to catch their breath and hope for the best for an injured Radnor player. Stick with us. Be back in 30 seconds right here on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Wait to see how it's Big 99. If Jan Gavin, the big defensive lineman, is going to hobble off, hopefully with just a cramp or something minor. But good news that he's off under his own power. And good news for the Panthers here. First and 10 at the 35-yard line as Ebo Pio just went for 10. And a first down. P.O. wing to the left. Hussein is your fullback on first and 10. They give it to Nick O'Connor off the left side, and he's into the secondary. Spins his way forward for 7. Nick hasn't carried it often tonight, but, hey, 7 more big ones puts you in second down and short. And I mentioned this earlier, you know, that drive that disrupted down in the third quarter where the first down carry goes for negative 2. Second and 12 just changes things entirely. Yeah. Second and 3, you have enormous options here. You can try to run wide. You can try to go with the surer thing with the fullback. You can take a deep shot and feel good about third and 3. Here it is second and 3. From the 43-yard line, it is the surer thing, and still not a first down, though. Hussein wrapped up quickly that time by Addis and others. Give him 2. It'll bring up third down and 1. But if the Panthers can convert here, this is could be the death by a thousand cuts method as the clock continues to tick. 421, 420 and counting. Big, big play for the Radnor defense upcoming. What does Coach Clancy and the Panther offense want to do here? It wouldn't stun me to see Fisher on another keeper, but we'll see. All 11 men within 4 yards of the line of scrimmage. It is Fisher on the keeper, and he squirts out of it momentarily. First down yardage. Ball came out. Scramble for it, and it's picked up and going downfield as P.O. was caught at the 44-yard line. Ball came out, and P.O. picks it up and runs it to the 42. Panthers had the first down, I think, barely with Fisher on a one-yard run.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty close.
It was going to be close. But P.O. picks up a fumble and runs 13 more yards, and the Panthers with new life and Fisher hobbling just a bit here. We'll see what they come up with.
I think Radnor's arguing that the ball was down or something, but, of course, there's no replay here.
Yeah. All right. Panthers with two tight ends. Reeves to the right, Belleville to the left, and a wing tee. First down from the Radnor 42. Fisher turns and gives to O'Connor. He cuts inside, and O'Connor still driving the pile. The senior down to the 37, picks up 6 more. Well, as teams start keying on P.O. and Hussein, and even Fisher to some degree, you mix O'Connor in there. He had 1 carry in the first half, and now he's picked up 2 more in this drive alone. 3:12, 3:11, and counting to play here in the fourth quarter. Panthers leading by 7. Radnor still with timeouts in their pocket. Wing right is O'Connor on second down and 4. Gives to Hussein off the left side. He's going to drive across the 35 down to about the 34. It's going to bring up another 3rd and 1. So three more for Zach on his 27th carry of the night. That's a season high. Ties a season high for Hussein.
This is what Haven wants. They want to grind it out in the ground, take up clock, and make sure Radnor can't stop him. Of course, now we're in fourth down territory.
Clock ticks, 2:31, 2:30 and counting to play in regulation. Radnor trying to find a way here. Nine in the box on third and one. Gives it to O'Connor. He's going to be undercut at the 35-yard line and lose a yard. Fourth and two upcoming. Good work there by Jack Turagan. And it's going to bring up fourth and two. Clock ticks. 2:14 and timeout Radnor. They want to stop it and see what Coach Clancy can come up with to keep the offense on the field. We'll take a short timeout with them. Stick with us. Be back in just a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Fourth and two. Fisher turns, bootleg, rolling to his right, looking. He's got room over there. He's going to keep it himself, and he's knocked down, but has himself a first down at the 32-yard line.
Man, that was a gutsy call, I think.
Bootleg right. Reeves took two guys with him out in the pass pattern. Fisher hobbling a little bit. But there he goes for four more and moves the chains. Clock stopped momentarily as I guess Fisher went out of bounds. Ebo Pio checks out. Francis checks in. First and 10 from the 31. Give Fisher four on that fourth down play. Gives to Hussein off the left side and cuts inside for a couple. Timeout Radnor. That's their second. One timeout remaining for Coach Ryan and the Raiders. And after Hussein just picked up three more, it's going to be, they're going to need a turnover at this point, I would think.
Yeah.
I mean, Coach Clancy can't just start taking a knee just yet, but
no,
they're going to keep it safe here, I would think.
Well, I would think Clancy really needs to get another first down, then the game's over. But in spite of that, Radnor's got one more timeout. Yeah, he's really got to get a first down, otherwise he's going to turn the ball over.
Garnet Valley, trailing by seven, has just fumbled inside the Springfield 10. Springfield up by seven late, from what I understand.
Wow.
Penwood on top of Academy Park, 8-6, but Academy Park with the football. We'll see.
That sounds like a great game.
Here, one-score game as well. 21-14 Strathaven. They're trying to run it out now. Second down and seven. From the 29-yard line, 1:58 to play in regulation, or are they going to reset the clock? We'll see. 2 minutes, I think, is what they're asking for. Clocks.
Yep, there we go.
Okay, here we go. Exactly 2 minutes to play here. Look at us. Reset the clock to 2 minutes here in the fourth quarter. Second down and seven. Give is to Hussein off the right side. He's barreling his way into the secondary. He's near first down yardage through that first line of defense, and what a job by the line tonight.
Yep.
Hussein now with 30 carries. Third down and one upcoming from the 23-yard line. 147 yards on 30 carries, two scores for the junior fullback. Clock ticks, 129, 128, 127. Radnor with still one timeout remaining. If Strathaven picks it up here, it would take a miracle for Radnor. Give is to Hussein. He hops to his left, and he's got himself a first down across the 20. Good vision by Hussein. Good feet. Dives down to the 19-yard line. Gain of three more.
Game to 20, actually.
All right. Timeout Radnor. And we're going to take a short timeout with them. 1:13 to play here in regulation. Radnor out of timeouts. Strathaven with the football. Needs to take care of it for two more snaps. Stick with us. Be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on
We're back. First and 10 at the 20. Fisher takes a snap, takes a knee, starts the clock. 110, 109, 108, and counting to play here in regulation. Strathaven leading 21-14. The Panthers should be able to meld it here if they watch the umpire. The rest of the way here. No. Fisher under center. Radner knowing that there's not much they can do here. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds left on the play clock. Fisher takes a snap, takes a knee. He's just watching the back judge now. As soon as he puts in the hands in the air, and he's now there's some high-fiving going on here between the two teams. Panthers will not need to snap it again. Radner knows they were oh so close to knocking off the Panthers for the second time in 3 years. But Strathaven with a big third quarter coming out of that halftime locker room after being oh so close in the second quarter. Panthers, I think they are going to need to snap it one more time here. Third down, 9 seconds, 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Fisher takes a snap, takes a knee, and that will do it. Strathaven has given Coach Clancy his 299th career win. Looking for 300 next Friday night against Marple Newtown, but more importantly, the Panthers, their fifth win of the season, keeps them in very good shape for a decent playoff seed, and we'll see what happens. Radner, on the other hand, still very much in good shape here for a playoff. They fall to 4-5, but Pencrest next week, a winnable game for Coach Ryan and the Raiders. We'll be back in just a moment for quick score updates from elsewhere. It's been a good one here tonight at Prevost Field. Glad you're joining us. Stick with us for another couple minutes on HavenFootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Reese. Strathaven 21. Radner, 14. And, again, our favorite part of the night. Strathaven comes over, salutes the band, helmets in the air, and smiles on the faces. A little different than last week's ending with Upper Darby.
Yep.
But there were some big, big plays tonight on offense and defense. You know, just a lot of heart from Strathaven when things did not go their way in the first half. Two drives in the first half where they kind of self-destructed with a fumble, and then four cracks at it from the five-yard line. Give Radner a ton of credit for standing up to four running plays, but Panthers knowing that they could or should have done a little better, and they did that in the third quarter, Mike.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, my concern was they would get gassed. They wouldn't be able to stick with Radner, and they did what they had to do. I don't know how they feel, but they played well. They were always on top of their game. They kept it close. I mean, you never want to see that. Should have been a 21-7 game, but, hey, give it to Radner. They drove that ball. They took it their chances. If they had managed to stop Strathaven in their last possession, this could have been an overtime game, no doubt about it. So, you know, Haven played the best kind of defense you can play, which is don't give them the ball.
Best kind of defense indeed. 80-yard scoring drive for Radner that Mike just mentioned, but the Panthers respond with a drive that took nearly 7 minutes off the game clock and end it by taking a knee inside the down near the 20-yard line. That was Fantastic, fantastic work. And like we said, death by a thousand cuts. They That's didn't right. work too fast. 3, 4, 5 yards at a time. A huge fourth down conversion on a quarterback bootleg from Jake Fisher. Just melted the clock. And Radnor just ran out of time and timeouts. And they will fall to 4-5. But Radnor next week against Pencrest with a chance to get it right and a chance to still solidify a good playoff spot. Strathaven still with a chance for a playoff home game if they can knock off Marple Newtown next Friday night. We'll be back at George L. King Field, 7:30 kickoff, on the air at 7:15, and hoping the Panthers are healthier, stronger, and ready to play a very tough Tiger offense led by Anthony Paoletti and friends. It should be a good one at George L. King for week 10. And thankful to say, Mike, there's going to be at least a week 11 in the Panthers season this year. Congrats to Coach Clancy, 299th career win. I'm going to see if we can get 300 at maybe 7 days from now. So make sure you join us on the air next week, 7:30 kickoff. Springfield 14, Garnet Valley 7. That was a quick Twitter update from Matt Smith at the Delco Times. So keep an eye on Garnet and Springfield. That one's still going. And Marple Newtown all over Harriton tonight. So we'll get late score updates. But that's something you can check on havenfootball.net over the next few days. Scores from elsewhere, playoff points update, play of the game. Got a couple good ones to pick from tonight.
They have two of them.
Yeah, there's a couple good ones tonight to choose. And certainly the Panthers did just enough to hold off the Raiders here on a beautiful Friday night. Thanks again to everybody at Radnor High School for getting us set up in the booth. Always a good time here. Thanks again to Pete Fulgenetti for the stats and the spotting and the halftime chatter. And, of course, to Mike Mayer. Fantastic job, as always. I was talking to Coach Ryan beforehand. He and everybody else is just thrilled with the website. Strathaven fans from elsewhere, they love all the work that you do on it, Mike. It's fantastic.
Well, they appreciate it. It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, and the Panthers make it even more fun with performances like tonight.
Right.
So we'll try it again in 7 days. Once again, your final, Strathaven 21, Radnor 14 from Prevost Field here in Radnor Township. Brian Carroll signing off, everybody. We'll see you in 7 days from Marple. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.